Poppin', everybody. It's time to roll into the weekend with the Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios.
DealsInTheD.com.
DealsInTheD.com. I'm really stuck on that, aren't I?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You know what you mean.
InTheD.com, where you can find all the prices, virtually any model you might want from the Zot people. And DealsInTheD.com. Trudy and Brandon are on the Zoom with us. I am in, am I in your upper left?
Yeah, for people on Facebook, you'll be in the upper left.
Mark is in the upper right. Trudy, the lower right. Why's that camera so close to me? Jeez.
And Paul Lind in center square.
You need a center square, even if it's just no one.
We kind of do. We could have... have gotten methane in there.
I know I've said this before, but we're gonna do a test run with listeners zooming on in.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
They'll be the
that.
Center square. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I did want to mention our great new advertiser, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, ERSI, 877 job done. When that misery descends on you, just call 877 job done. And if you're worried about COVID, they're doing the disinfection treatments. I assume people are getting them on a regular basis. But if you're an emergency plumber or you work at a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call 877-JOB-DONE for a free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or your work vehicle. How about that? Or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Fire damage, storm damage, mold removal, water. ERSI, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877, job done. All right.
How about that?
So, is this weekend Mother's Day?
It is.
Yeah.
Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Man.
Happy Mother's Day, Trudy. Julie.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Kristen.
It's actually my first Mother's Day without a mother, I just realized.
Man.
I
know.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to bring everybody down.
Oh, what a bummer. My mom doesn't want to see us, I don't think.
No woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
The terrible, terrible thing is, last night there was something on the news about Mother's Day. I was like, is it this Sunday? What's going on? And I had this panic, you know, like, sure. I got to do something for Mother's Day. And then I realized that, I mean.
Well, you know mothers.
I don't have to do anything for my mom. So yeah. That's, you know, it's one less.
And kind of nice. for all you kids out there, every single kid out there, for all you kids out there, why won't this?
For
play?
All you
boy, did
kids
that bomb
that are out there,
yeah, those kids.
Looks like your dad's gonna get balls deep in your mom tonight.
Why did I ruin that?
Worth the wait.
Thank you. I hope so.
Great. Oh,
gross.
Oh boy. So I do watch Gretmer. Did everybody watch Gretmer? Gretchen?
Yep. Big Gretch.
Gretmer? Big Gretmer, Gretch.
Gretmer's a good nickname for her.
Governor, yeah. Gretchen Whitmer at 3 o'clock today. Did anybody see her?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I watched a lot of it.
Did you guys?
And you'll appreciate this. I heard a voice asking a question and I knew the voice. It was Rod Maloney was in there.
Oh, Rod Maloney on hand. Okay. I feel better if Rod's there.
You want to know what Rod asked about?
What did he ask?
The barber. In Owosso.
Cool. What'd she say?
I don't know. I knew you were going to ask that. I didn't pay attention to her answer. Oh.
As in, would they consider waiving his fine or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see he was jumping
on the... She wants people to love her even more. I think they could cut that guy some slack.
Probably.
If there's not a GoFundMe for him, which I've got to believe there's... The security guard that was killed by those two animals, those mother bleeping... Oh, my God. God, and that woman who spit in his face because he dared to tell her daughter to wear a face mask. Nobody tells my daughter what to do, even if you're trying to save her life. Spits in his face, goes home, and apparently just has a fit. Oh, they were so mean to our daughter. And so her husband and her son, his stepson, go there and shoot the guy in the head and kill him. They are those two are at large.
Yeah.
Those two fucking animals are out there. She has been charged, however, thankfully. And The GoFundMe for the guard's family, the guard has 9 kids. Now, he had 8 kids 2 days ago. Did his wife give birth?
Oh, maybe they found another one.
It seems plausible.
You never know. I don't know.
Anyway, he's got 9 kids. So, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, this poor guy. Busting his ass, trying to tell people to do the right thing. He gets shot in the head and killed. Well, they started GoFundMe for $10,000, and they've received $352,000. So,
wow.
Isn't that great? Yeah,
I know. That is great. I love. That's when I love GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Hey, what happened down in Atlanta? What are the developments with that story today?
It's the nuts. Ahmaud Arbery?
Arbery.
Is there a big new development today?
911 calls out.
Yeah. I listen to those.
Nothing. You can't really. I mean, nothing new in there, I don't think.
No, not really. I'm now in a position where I've looked at this thing from most ways you can possibly look at it. And honestly, my feeling is even if everything they believe and they don't know, they believed he was the guy who was responsible for burglaries in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now, he was apparently looking in the window of a house under construction, which is not a crime. And then he was jogging.
Yeah.
If he did all the things that they think he did, if he burglarized these places, if he was casing this construction house, there is still absolutely no reason under the sun for this father and his son to grab rifles and go confront this guy.
Sure.
It's not their job. And they're trying to say, and this is how stupid it's getting. They say, oh, we wanted to do a citizen's arrest because he must be stopped. They didn't have... The law was not on their side in this case because you can't perform a citizen's arrest unless you see someone in the act of committing a crime. I mean, like literally at that moment.
Yeah.
So he wasn't committing a crime. So the citizen's arrest thing goes, wah, wah. Although, I don't know. This is so weird. There's so many things that are yet to happen with this thing. One of the things that's going to happen, and I haven't seen it yet, is, and all of them are going to be dumb. Is that people are going to come up with all these terrible things about this guy. In fact, I'm shocked. No one's trashed the dead person yet?
It's actually kind of been quite the opposite. I think that they already released that he has no arrest record, that he was a pretty stand-up guy from what I've seen so far. And, you know, obviously his family has been pretty vocal about their talking about him too. So from what I've seen, I haven't seen the internet bombarded with photos of him that, you know, would be unfavorable or anything like that as of now, but you never know what happens.
No, which is sadly what we expect. And it means nothing because we can just focus on this one thing, this guy who's having a jog in the neighborhood, which he did frequently. In fact, a number of neighbors have said that, yeah, he waved as he jogged. You know, I waved back at him a few times. He seemed relatively harmless. He liked that area to jog. So I don't know many people that would jog in a neighborhood where they're stealing things from people's homes. But honestly, if this case, if it's the worst case scenario and Ahmaud Arbery was indeed robbing these homes, there's still no excuse for killing him. And this idea that, we were going to do a citizen's arrest and we confronted him and he attacked my son. So we killed him in self-defense.
Yeah.
It's really very Zimmerman-esque. It's like you created a confrontation. He's dead because you created a confrontation and you took 2 guns with you, and he didn't have a gun. So you won, I guess.
And it sounded like 2 rednecks jumped in their pickup truck to, you know, see what they could do.
It does sound that way. The 2 prosecutors that looked at this, and they both ended up recusing themselves, one of them said, in a letter, which has now come out, not sufficient probable cause for an arrest. The pursuers were legally carrying firearms, were within their rights to follow a burglary suspect, and were able as private citizens to arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. Within his immediate knowledge. It's an interesting addition. Is that in the citizen's arrest law? I'm sure there's going to be a gazillion people who say, the prosecutor says, you know, this is legal. I didn't do anything illegal. The attorney for the Arbery family said the only thing they've ever said is that Ahmoud stopped by a house that was under construction and looked through the window. We don't know if it happened or not, but even if it did, that is not a felony that would invoke the citizen's arrest statute. And the citizen's arrest statute is now being, you know, sliced and diced and divvied up. And
God. Great. Just like the Stand Your Ground used to get sliced up.
And these guys are free. They're not arrested, nothing. They're just floating around looking for burglary suspects, doing whatever they do. But
we used to peek in the windows of houses under construction all the time.
Yeah, me too.
What are you going to steal out of a house that's under construction?
Well, you could steal something, but it's not uncommon to look at a house. I don't know. This whole thing is so bothersome to me. And I knew all the things that usually happen were going to happen. Like, you know, it's racially charged. Well, you know, I can't read the minds of these two guys. I'm not fans of theirs. I think they're complete fucking idiots. Mm. Whether they're racist, maybe they are. Maybe they, you know.
When I was in kindergarten, we lived in a development that was being built. So there were new houses all over the place. And we used to climb through the new houses while they're being built all the time, and they had all the heavy equipment, so we'd play on those.
And the dirt piles?
Yeah. I remember taking a bunch of nails.
Cool.
I don't know why.
Cool!
Put them in my Detroit Lions vest that I wore when I was in kindergarten. I remember when you're that age, you would put the coat on, you put your arms in the sleeves, and then flip it over your head? I don't know. That's just an easy way to do it. I have this distinct memory of doing that.
And the nails fell out. The
nails went everywhere, and I felt like such an asshole, even in kindergarten. Like, what are you doing with nails? Exactly. What was I doing with nails? It's so weird.
We used to have dirt ball fights from the dirt piles at the construction site. Yeah. That was our neighborhood.
God, it was a blast living in a development being built. It was fun.
Sonny, those were crazy times.
I do remember a hospital was knocked down about 3 blocks from where I grew up, and it was right on Lake Michigan where the hospital was, and there was this one part that hadn't been fully knocked down. It was almost like a dugout, like a baseball dugout.
You gotta knock it down!
And so, yeah, we used to hang out in there, and we did collect various things from the construction site, and it was kind of like a clubhouse. It wasn't quite as deviant as the box became, which was stored by the railroad tracks where we had the cigarettes and the mouthwash and the matches.
The box.
And
the nudie magazines.
Yeah, the nudie I forgot about the nudie magazines. Thank you, Brandon. Of course you'd remember that. Now, because this thing happened in Georgia and people are responding to it, and I think people are a little, I don't know, news is flowing a little slower like regular news.
There's a lot more regular news, though, now.
It seems that we're getting there. But anyway, LeBron James.
Oh, great.
He tweeted out in regards to Ahmaud Arbery. We're literally hunted every day, every time we step outside the comfort of our homes. Doesn't it seem just a little bit dramatic?
Is he hunted?
We're literally hunted.
He isn't hunted.
We're literally hunted every day, every time we step outside the comfort of our homes. And some people were critical of that, saying, you know, you're really just I love that drop. You're pouring gas on the fire. Michael Wilbon tweeted at LeBron and said, hey, come on. You know, this is horrible, but, you know, isn't this a little much? And Michael Wilbon just got pounded to the point that he was trending on Twitter. isn't it funny how people just, you know, LeBron, it doesn't matter what it is, automatic. Anyone who ever says anything about LeBron that isn't favorable, whammo! And this incident in Georgia, you know, the fact that LeBron expands it to, you know, we're hunted down every day, every time we step out the comfort of our homes. Not to make his comment dramatic, but it reminded me, I was watching the Koresh series on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they went into Randy Weaver.
They did?
Because, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, man.
Because the people who were so upset about the burning of
Ruby Ridge?
Waco.
Yeah.
Were, you know, they kind of combined it with Ruby Ridge to say, look at the government, what they're doing to people.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, I think it was in this show, had said that, you know, we fucked up at Ruby Ridge. The sniper fucked up. The person who was ordering the sniper fucked up, and he shot Randy Weaver's wife, who, by the way...
Was she in the shed?
No. Had it been four days earlier, she would have been in the menstrual shed, and she would not have been hurt.
Is that true, or is that a joke?
I might be stretching.
Approximately. Okay.
It was approximately 4 days prior that she had been in the menstrual shed. She would have been under no... And the menstrual shed was enforced during the standoff, which is really wild.
Yeah.
But...
Stop it!
He could not... this is a guy at the FBI. He couldn't stress enough that this is really one guy's fuck up.
Yeah.
One guy really fucked up here. But yet it gets expanded to the government. Look what the government is doing. You know, like it's this big think, you know, everyone thinks alike and everyone is, you know, behind this. And I don't know. It's sad when that happens, that people become so, and I'm not a fan of the government, don't get me wrong, but, you know, these are individual people making individual dumb decisions, and that was a really dumb one, and it certainly got a lot of attention. Although, you know, I always do this to myself, and I know how stupid it is now. I go, God, if I was Randy Weaver, I would be so mad at myself for putting my wife at risk.
Yeah.
Well,
and I read about this the other day when I was watching.
And
the
his
Waco
son,
thing.
Right?
His was his son killed or he was shot? I don't know if he's killed. But I would feel so guilty and so bad that my decision to have a standoff, which you don't win standoffs,
yeah.
You don't. And only bad things can happen. I would be very angry at myself. From what I was reading, he was not angry at himself at all. It was all about. The government, and it's just interesting how that part of it never quite clicks in. That, you know, maybe if he hadn't had the stand, probably pretty bad idea. Doesn't excuse the FBI for fucking up.
Ryan has a good point. Can you imagine the wife coming out of the shed during that whole time, coming out going, "What a mess."
Well, she was in there 4 days earlier, so it may well have happened.
Yeah, she was just decompressing from the shed before she was shot. That's
not to decompress.
Well, you go in the shed, Trudy, and see how long it takes you to decompress.
I go in the shed. I can't make me.
I guess
Vicky was killed, and Sammy, the 14-year-old son, was killed along with the dog, okay. Too. There's a little information dump.
The dog was killed? No, I'm really
the
upset.
Dog.
Well, the dog, kind of dog never did anything.
Oh, did,
was that Janet
dog.
Reno?
Janet Reno's Waco.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Waco and Alien.
She's, yeah.
And yeah. And Waco, certainly
job.
So many bad decisions there. They could have gotten him when he was out of the compound. Mm-hmm. Like he was in town a few days before that. Anyway.
And Alien was also a miscarriage of justice, wasn't it, too? Because
they broke Alien's bed.
Well, that was the fact they broke his bed was really.
That's a big crime.
That was it's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, it's very sad.
But anyway, what a shitty note to start the show on.
Yeah, that was
fun. So many shitty notes.
Help me.
How about Death Wish Coffee? Now, there's something good
how about them?
To perk you up. How about that Death Wish Coffee?
About it?
And how many promo codes? I got to ask. It's got to be around 300 now. I mean, it's insane.
Oh, easily.
It's going well.
Not to mention all the people yelling it.
If they don't advertise with us, I think they've lost their minds. They've possibly had too much Death Wish coffee, and their brains are going too fast. The world's strongest coffee is a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Cold brew fan, they pack it with 300 milligrams of caffeine if you're up for it. You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores, and you can get it free now, too, because they got a contest. If you go to deathwishcoffee.com, you can read all about how to win free coffee. Or if you click the link on our website, correct?
Yes, yep. There's a link that takes you to their website.
If you're not a contest person, because I never win anything, shop online. Head over to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all the coffee products, including the killer merch. And while you're there, use promo code Drew15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee. And the merch, by the way. The merch is pretty good. They got a great logo. It's an ass-kicking company. I'm a fan. Okay. So,
Man, get the bad stuff out of the way first. And
yeah, geez.
There isn't much good stuff. But
that's good.
What is? You cut out.
The orgy.
Oh, my gosh. That is a
I didn't hear
wild,
what you said.
The orgy, the Earl Thomas story.
Oh, yeah.
Such okay. a wild story.
I'll go there. Woo! Wow.
A great story.
Okay, does anyone have, is there any one thing in that story that sticks out to anyone? Because there's thing.
Pick me.
Yeah. Go ahead. Landon. You guys can answer.
Is it the fact that he was pig roasting another girl with his brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly.
Who wants to have an orgy with your brother? That is so fucking weird.
Well, at least you know what it's like, you know.
They do everything together.
Maybe
you know, there's
the
a couple dudes listening to this going, oh, shit, I did that with my brother once.
Sure,
oh,
maybe they're on the same page with things. You don't know.
Wait, I thought there were two women.
There were more than one. There was more
three,
than one woman.
Weren't there?
Yeah, there was. There were multiple women. From my understanding,
yeah,
story.
That's really this was that's the only ratio. Audio that was released of it.
We got to lay down some ground rules. When we wind up working the same broad, no eye contact between the two of us.
Wait, what?
And they're going to encourage us to explore each other's bodies.
What?
And that's a hard no for me.
I was just thinking when I saw that because it bothered me. It's like your brother. They're he and his brother were both nude.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the story, what happened was Earl Thomas, tight end for the Ravens, right?
Oh, he's a defensive back. He was part of the Legion of Boom.
Oh, what? Oh, it's that Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
I thought he was a tight
end. Oh, boy, right? Brandon, help me out. I thought it was the one from the Legion of Boom.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Texas, by way of Texas.
I think the story I read was wrong then because I could swear said he was a tight end.
I could be wrong. I was just basing that off of memory.
Does he play for the Ravens now? The
Yeah. He was with the Seahawks for 6 years,
Long
7 years,
yeah.
9 years.
Oh, so he's not a current player.
No,
he is. He played last year was his first year with Baltimore. Prior to that, he had been with.
He had a really good year. Didn't he have a really surprising year?
He switched over to strong safety had a good season. He had a couple interceptions.
Well, okay, so he's a great football player and all that, and he does really well. He also has three kids with his wife, and his wife was angry because apparently he likes to drink, and he likes to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And so she's giving him the what for, and he's like, I don't want to listen to shit. And so his brother.
I didn't listen to what for.
His brother calls and is like, I got to get out of here. His brother picks him up and his brother does what a good brother would do. Find some really hot nude chicks to hang out with.
On and, Easter.
Easter,
really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And the brilliant move of all is he gets an Airbnb. So it's like you can't track him at a hotel. You can't track him anywhere.
Yeah.
Then Earl Thomas does the unthinkable. He posts on Snapchat with one of the girls, which is like, what are you doing? You're married. You've got three kids, and your wife's already pissed because you drink like a fish.
Are you dying to see that Snapchat, too? Because it was enough for her to go find out where he is.
Yeah, so she sees this. She goes into overdrive. Now it's like the what four times 10. And she then tracks his phone. I mean, in a way, I almost want to give her credit. It's like, this woman, first of all, this poor woman is raising his three kids with this drunk, who thinks nothing of going out with his brother and nailing a bunch of chicks.
Well, but we don't know how. Maybe the what for is what made him do that the first time.
Well, I'm sure that's.
Maybe it was the first time.
What he would say.
Except it wasn't, I think. Haven't cops been called to their house before?
And the cops were at their house before?
I thought there was another story about.
Having the wherewithal to know that, hey, an Airbnb's a. I don't think that was a spontaneous idea. I have a feeling they've done this before. So they're at the Airbnb just getting off. And his wife tracks his phone there, and she gets two girlfriends, and they bust in with his. It's the biggest wah-wah. Can you imagine that? I mean, he thinks he's going to get blown by three women at once, and instead, his wife walks in with his gun, which she puts to his head. One of her girlfriends has a knife, and immediately somebody calls the police. And the police show up, and apparently a woman, I guess is his wife, was chasing him around a car with a knife.
Naked.
Mm-hmm. When they got there. Oh, was he still naked?
I don't know. Wouldn't he be naked? In my scenario,
I want
naked.
Him to be naked. Yeah. No, let's make him be naked.
You slept with my man, I'll bust your ass wide open.
What the fuck? What a debacle. What an absolute debacle.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
Wouldn't you think it'd be better if he was doing that with a teammate?
Yes. Maybe.
Like Trudy said, it's Easter, so maybe family was just more convenient.
Can't they have separate rooms?
Why?
They have to all be in one room together?
That's a 4G.
They're not going to see each other's penises. They'll be inside something.
Not all the time.
Most of the time.
I don't know.
At least half the time, right?
By the way, I was expecting to hear I'm so in love with my brother somewhere on the line there. I'm disappointed to drop people.
Well, my drops are all messed up. It's not an excuse, but...
Well, so yeah, that was quite a story. That was quite something. And I was going to go to
Looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
The Royal Oak Commissioner, who, of course, got everyone's attention by going to the protest in Lansing. And she was in a selfie, and so she must be censured. Kim Gibbs is censured, and they want to kick her off, and I don't think they were going to. But then, yesterday, she gets arrested for shoplifting. Oh, wow. And did anyone read the litany of excuses she gave?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The economic impact of COVID-19. One. Two. She's diabetic.
Yeah.
So she had to choose between insulin and food.
Why don't you go to the food bank?
She chose to stay alive by taking her insulin. So it's like, oh, poor thing, COVID-19. Oh, my God, she's diabetic. Oh, she had to choose between insulin and food. Then, now, if this is somebody on the Royal Commission, wouldn't you think she would know some people? Well,
do they get paid to be on the city commission?
I think it's a small stipend. I don't think they get paid a lot. We can find out. Then she, because of the protest, she's been getting threats and harassment from people. I mean, just going after her. She didn't mention death threats, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were some death threats. And then she's getting no sleep because of the threats and harassment.
Aww.
And the censure and these people. I mean, she is clearly a victim here. And then she was censured by the Royal Oak Commission, which also contributed to all of the horrificness going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark said it would be interesting to see what was in her cart.
Don't you want to see what's in her cart?
Yeah, I'd love to see what was in her cart.
See if she really chose between insulin and food.
Yeah. Well, there was booze.
I don't know what else. Yeah, oh, there's that too. And then she had some comment about kicking people when they're down.
But she did this herself. Nobody made her go shoplift.
Well,
but she doesn't want people talking about it?
I guess not. I guess we're not supposed to say anything about it because it would be kicking her when she's down. And she had to choose between insulin and food. And she's been getting threatened and harassed. And
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
I mean, she's really been to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
So, poor thing. GM's going to open May the 18th. We got the word from Gretchen Whitmer, our governor.
May 28th. Say the 18th? Oh, you said GM. I'm sorry. Yeah, but everything GM. Else is May 28th.
Everything else is May 28th, which, boy. Yeah.
Did you see where there were protests today?
No.
At the Detroit Archdiocese to reopen the Catholic churches for Mass.
Really?
I'm surprised. I'm just shocked that they would want to run that risk.
Is this a whole Catholic church thing or just this diocese?
Well, I mean, that's the Catholic Church around here. It's run by the diocese, but yeah.
But is that an international policy or a U.S. policy that the churches are expressing their anger?
Well, yeah, no, that's a good question. I have not seen a church protest until this one, so.
Well, we had all the people who said, you know, they were going to have their, you know, well, in some states, churches are exempt. They can do this.
I think they're exempt here, aren't they, if they want to?
So why don't they do, why are they, why are they protesting
them? The diocese doesn't want Mass. They don't want people gathering for church. They said no.
Oh, so
dangerous.
The church members are protesting.
Yes, the church members are protesting the church to open back up. Now, one quote from the lady, I think who started it, or one of them said, don't take your orders from Gretchen Whitmer. Take your orders from God.
Really?
You know, as someone that goes to a Catholic church, I think that is utterly ludicrous.
I don't want to
God made science. Listen
criticize
to science.
People for wanting to go to church, but if the church itself
I will.
Gets
it's,
the
right
word
now,
directly,
I will.
I mean, God probably talks directly to a lot of those people, or I mean, they're certainly closer to God than you are. Wouldn't you? So, they're, in other words, they're accusing the church of putting Gretchen Whitmer above God.
Yeah, in their minds. I think that's just. I don't know.
Is there a recent
God's like, Don't drag me into this.
In the last few days, has there been a poll on Gretchen Whitmer? I'm curious what her favorability.
I haven't seen one, man.
Because she was up at 70-something, and then it was 56, and then it was 60. And, I mean, it was good. It was always good.
Yeah.
But certainly a lot of anger. And Mike Duggan says the casinos may not open for a year, and MGM laid off 2,600 people. The city is losing $600,000 a day.
Is that just from MGM, or is that from all three combined?
I think it's from all three.
Okay.
But, I mean, think about that. The casinos bring in, oh, my God, $600,000 a day times 365. That's, what is that, $200 million? It's got to be close to $200 million, maybe more. Because 365 times 600,000, carry the three.
Well, I use a calculator down. For that.
Got to carry the one, and then. We should call Count Dave. I want kind of want Count Dave Wimp to be on Facebook Live and to update us on how many people are on Facebook Live.
Do you think he can Zoom?
No. I think Wimp. I mean, he would just be staring at it going, 198.
Well, we would periodically ask him for the new
199.
Count. And it wouldn't be exactly like he was counting them.
198 again.
Wouldn't that throw him off? Because doesn't he like to just count up by one?
Yeah, but I don't know. It just seems like it would give him something to do. It'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. And it sounds we have 196 on Facebook.
Well, we had some issues earlier, but we have fixed them.
What was the issue?
Frame rate.
Not really.
So yeah, what, people couldn't see us?
No, the video looks really clear because of the changes we made here and the changes that, once again, Charlie at Comcast helped us make here.
Yeah.
Helped things really moved. But with the new setup, other things had to be set up, and the cameras were a little jittery at first. So
I see.
They weren't during the test. But and Patty P., you're right, David Wimp has not tweeted out in a long time. I hope he's okay.
That's been a while.
Should we call him? Make sure.
We can call him.
Yeah. We could put him on. We could put him to work right now.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you dial him up, and I will mention the Hall Financial.
Okay.
The hotline is the Hall Financial hotline. David Hall and Hall Financial care about the community. That's why the Hall Financial team is working from home around the clock to help people save money by refinancing. In fact, refis are at their highest level in 7 years because people have time to make the call. And a lot of times, you know, I think it's true with Dr. Roche, too, and people that decide they want to, you know, get one of the procedures done, whether it's boobs or, you know, tattoo removal. They think about it for a long time. Ah, I want to do that. I want to do that. And then one day they make the call. And with refinancing your house and saving money in your house, I think it's something a lot of people think, that's something I should do. That's something smart people do. I should do that and just check, if nothing else. But, you know, you always have to make the call. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go to DavidHallMortgage.com/DrewAndMike. Go to our webpage, click the link. They'll get back to you fast. Or if you like to, call 248-308-5000.
Yeah.
They are really saving people money. Hall Financial.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. And they're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Seth Hutt, second out of nine. What's the wimp factor?
Well, right now I'm debating if we should use a song, but I don't want to get kicked off.
Yeah, we're going to have to skip the song.
Really?
What? Oh.
How can I mean,
hate Facebook Live.
I know. I'm really getting to the point now where it's like, why did I ever take a renewed interest in Facebook Live? Because it just seems it all leads to heartache.
Let's just see if we get kicked off.
Let's see. You know, I asked people not to make smart-ass comments when I tweeted our start time, and I'm guessing they probably did. People are so mean.
I think Count David Wimp loves Iron Maiden.
What?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, only 24 comments. I'm sure they're all really nice. Oh, I see someone's been clobbing early today.
Okay.
Time is the same everywhere, because I think we'll be at 4:30 sharp. Hope your stuff
holds
up. Pound salt. I don't believe you.
Hello.
Oh, Dave. Hello. David. Is this
Count?
Is this the Count?
That's it.
Wow, the Count. You know, I used to think, when I thought of the Count, I used to think of John Montefusco, the San Francisco Giants pitcher. Do you remember him?
No way.
Who?
John Montefusco. His nickname was the Count.
Oh.
But now, when I think of the Count, I think of Count David Wimp.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how you feeling, Dave?
Oh, it's like a jail here.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Are you safe?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting everything you need?
Oh, sure. I go out once in a while to Walmart.
Oh, do you wear a mask?
No.
Now, why do you not wear a mask?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
You're not worried about it?
Not really.
Do you socially distance and count off 1 foot, 2 foot, all the way up to 6 feet?
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Excellent.
Are you familiar with Facebook, David?
With what?
Facebook.
I don't have one of them on my phone.
But you know what it is.
Okay. Because I had a great idea. It may not work, though. And that was, we go on Facebook, and it shows us how many people are listening on Facebook. And I thought it would be really cool to have the Count David Wimp update us on the Facebook number of people listening, which is shown right on the screen. So you could actually, it'd be easy for you to tell us. You could even use your calculator and go along. It'd be cool. But I guess you're not on Facebook.
So. Is everybody at where you stay? Are they safe? Are they okay?
Oh, yeah. We don't have no sick ones.
Good. Good.
And what are you enjoying?
That dude's dying ASAP.
I know you're kind of a fan of the CBS network. You like to stay on that channel. Are there any shows or series or anything that you've seen lately that you found particularly enjoyable? Like, what's the show that he was so hot on?
Oh, he loves Bull.
Bull.
All the NCISs is.
Yeah. No, he's a CBS fan. He's a network fan.
No, I don't watch Bull much.
Why did you get tired? Did it get played out?
I like NCIS with Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs is great.
Is there anything new that you found that you like on television lately?
No.
No?
What are you doing with your time since you're locked in pretty much?
I'll watch TV and count.
Oh, what are you counting?
Yeah, you didn't even tell us you've been counting. You buried the lead.
Yeah.
Have you just been counting just to count? I mean, what are you up to?
275 million.
By ones?
275 million.
Wait, by ones. You're counting one plus one plus one?
Well, depends on these machines I'm using.
Machines?
Wow, what kind of a sounds like a industrial scene?
Handheld.
Handheld slot games.
I see. So what's the most that you count by? Because that, you know, if it was all by ones, I would be blown away that you've gotten to 275 million. But have you gotten up to counting by tens or fives, or how does that work?
Oh, it depends on some of them are 500 and some are.
Seems like
if you go, one machine goes only to 10,000.
Ask him your math question. Maybe he knows the answer to that.
Which one?
About the casinos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is why you came up and were thinking of you today, because of this equation.
Yeah, today the Detroit casinos, it was announced that they're going to be closed for a while, and they generate $600,000 a day in tax dollars. So I was trying to figure out what's 365 times $600,000 to figure out how many dollars a year Detroit is going to lose. Now, could you manage that for me?
Without a calculator.
Do you have one?
Somewhere.
Oh.
Should we call you back when you get the... can you get the answer in the next 10 minutes or so?
We can wait.
I doubt it.
Oh.
Really?
He's so not interested in solving your equation.
You mean because you don't have the right equipment?
Well, you get a calculator to solve it.
Yeah, you tell him, Count.
But you're Count David Wimp. I'm just Drew.
Oh, yeah, but you... That's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead? Okay, can you do it for us? 365 times 600,000?
Someday.
That's the that is the best answer I could have ever expected someday. When he gets around to it, man.
I just, it's kind of important. I was hoping that, you know, because you are the count, that you could maybe lay your hands on an answer fairly quickly. Do you not have a, you don't have a calculator there?
Not handy.
Yeah.
Why? Well, that's the tool of your trade, Count David.
I know. It's kind of surprising. Should we send you one? It seems like you should have one by your bed at all times.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and send one.
Okay.
Maybe a Texas instrument or, you know, a really good scientific one.
Not just a plain one.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of that fancy stuff. You don't need to do trigonometry on one.
Did we interrupt a television show when we called? Are you watching something now?
No, it just ended.
Oh, what'd you watch?
I don't know what the name of it was. I just turned it over to that channel and it was on.
Oh, and you got sucked in. I hate when that happens. Next thing you know, 5 hours goes by and you watch the whole season of Blue Bloods.
Was that?
I was watching Bones today.
Bones!
Bones.
What's Art Backy up to?
Is that on CBS?
What's that?
How's Bones?
Oh, fine.
Yeah. I think that's on Fox. Is it on Fox?
What, boy, what's he doing cheating on CBS? David, usually don't you just stick with CBS? They got so many great shows.
Yeah, I change back and forth.
Mm.
I see. I want to go back here because I'm still reeling because it seems to me something went wrong in your life and you've been left without a calculator. How can you not have a calculator? Where did it go? What happened?
I don't know where it is.
Is it possible to help somebody working there stole it?
No, it's around here somewhere.
How big is the area where you are?
Area?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a...
I don't know how big the department is.
Mm.
I mean, do you have hundreds of drawers that it could be in? Or I mean, it just seems like there'd be just a few options.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it does.
You know who could help you? You know who could help you find it? Gibbs from NCIS. You think he could help you find it? He's a good detective.
Send him out here.
All right, David. Count David Wimp. He's going to find the answer to this difficult equation, 365 times 600,000. We'll give you some time, David, and hopefully you can get that answer for us.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Stay safe.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you, David.
Bye.
The count.
Yeah.
The count.
Oh, yeah. 2,200 million. 13. 12 million.
He must be getting cabin 19. Fever. And one of the side effects is an attitude.
Yeah, he sure did have some too. How many?
Oh, he hated you.
How many flipping square feet is his place? I mean, I'm picturing like, you know, 1,000 square feet or something. Might have to do that.
I love it.
They don't know enough about it.
He always gives some great drops.
Great, man.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I know.
He's not watching CBS. He's on the Fox.
No. Huh?
Of course, we're in the DealsIndeed.com studios. It's the first thing we say virtually every day. And in fact, the Zot people are now open, and they're honored to help you with all of your automotive needs, whether it's Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota. They are doing all the proper things, disinfecting, social distancing. In fact, the showrooms are closed, but they've perfected their VIP pickup and delivery process, making buying or leasing a new or pre-loved vehicle better than ever before. And people's leases are coming up. I mean, it's one of those things you just have to do. It's a pain in the ass. It doesn't seem like it's the best time to do it, but Zot is working hard to make it easy for you. You can work out your payments online, or they can work them out for you. Appraise your trade online, and then pick what time you want your fresh whip dropped off in your driveway. It's that simple, fun, fast, and easy. And, of course, you can always they'll always take whatever this POS vehicle you're driving is, no matter who it's leased from. So, as you can imagine, the deals are entirely out of control, like 0% financing for 84 months.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's a lot of months.
Or zero due leases under $200 a month. Plus, right
19.
Now, while several dealerships are still closed, all Zot dealerships can help renew your lease or even get you out of your lease early with no penalties, get you some new wheels, and, of course, the service.
Oh!
Service areas are all open. Check it out. Surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Okay.
Trudy, you want to take it away on Dr. Roche? God, I hope he's in action soon.
You guys...
Is it glob time?
I want to clap your hands over your ears about this, but there's Mother's Day specials at the offices of Dr. Rush, including a Mother's Day Diva special.
So. Ooh, nice.
But Mother's Day.
Your dad's going to get balls deep in your mom tonight.
Sorry.
Diva with its, you know, it's one of those procedures that no one ever regrets having because it helps tighten and it helps with other, some of the complications of having babies.
Oh.
And,
all right, carry on. Dr.
I'm out. The Mother's Day gift ideas, the mommy makeover at Dr. Roche for BBL, the 360 lipo to maybe take off a little bit of the Corona 15 Evolve, which tightens, tones, and trims. And after all of this, we're going to need some cellulite busting Zorona. And you can get that at the offices of Dr. Roche too, including Mother's Day injectable specials. They've got Botox and Dysport. Incredible specials there. You can call for a consultation. Like, they're open now over the phone, 248-338-1110. Or if you want to see some of these procedures or see them described, to DRROCHE.com. That's where you contact them, go on their website, and you can read about or see some of these procedures up front and personal, and then they'll help you on the phone decide whether it's for you. So again, the phone number at Dr. Roche's office, 248-338-1110. Mother's Day specials. Better jump on this right now.
Yeah. What's going on? Everything good?
Try to turn on the notifications. If anybody can tell
That's yours?
It's one of these two computers where you get a notification of an email or something, some kind of news.
Oh, you know, God. Who accepts notifications? Do you know if it's your computer or is it iHeart's computer?
No, I don't know whether it's one or the other.
Your setup is ridiculous. We need to fix that.
I know. Well, I think
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
I think it might be the Surface, but somebody needs to tell me what when you go into, you know, like the system.
Yeah.
And look at it. What you turn off for turning off notifications. That is such an annoying feature of computers.
See, I have a system on my computer. It's a nonlinear digital software, and it's got all these great fades and wipes. And you can see
I get computers.
Particularly in a broadcast setting, because you're in the middle of something and that, like, bling.
Yeah. No, I don't think that must be their computer, because I don't remember that happening at your place.
I think it is right, because I'm remoted into her computer right now. I'm just kind of looking around and seeing what's going on, and I do see this.
That computer has a virus, and I hate to tell you, but it's AIDS.
Oh, my God. I fell for the setup. Off to a bad start today.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a fun
start.
No,
I'm off to a bad start. No, you guys are doing wonderful. I'm going to sit back and just listen. Just depending, whatever. Anyway, I do need to tell you about Manscaped. There is no boner line today, but Manscaped still wants to know that if you're stuck inside your house with your significant other, you got to pay close attention. Manscaped can help you get out and make the most of your time together. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene when it comes to shaving your balls. That's the actual wordage in the copy. Those razors will shave everything, though. All your pubes, any body hair, can even work on your head right now since you can't go to get a haircut. It's time to quarantine Manscaped and chill. Let's see what talking points should we talk about. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit. It comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof, which is huge, cordless, even more important, and it's got that cool light on it, so you can always see where you're going and all those nooks and crannies that you have down there. They have lots of other stuff, too, like the Crop Preserver. It's anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You should put deodorant on your armpits, right? So why not put it on your balls? If you subscribe, you get a new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer always stays fresh and clean. And for a limited time, subscribers can get not one, but two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code.
Not two, not three, not four.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. When you check out, you just put in the code Drew. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, I guess still. But we're all loading up on Manscaped products to help your relationship out during the quarantine. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you. So Manscaped, Drew is the code at checkout.
Yeah, did you get a haircut, by the way, Mark? Speaking of Manscaped.
No. No, and it's driving me nuts. Julie and, well, Charlotte not so much, but she did the sides and the back. And
because it looked like you sort of, headscaped.
Headscaped, I know. It's driving me, I don't know why. Of all things with the stay-at-home order, that's the one thing that's been driving me nuts. Not being able to go get your hair cut.
Dude, you're telling me I got a mullet going on.
Yeah, but you're not leaving for years. Did you get out today?
No.
Jeez, Brandon, you got to get some air, man.
Yeah, he does.
I've been busy. I had another show earlier today. No Filter Sports.
They have anybody
special
on?
Guest, Frank Tanana.
Oh, the Banana Tanana. I love Tanana. He did they? Oh, I mean, see, I always wonder if they ask him something, but they, Bob and Eli and Denny are always go a different route because they already probably know the answer to this, but he is just a fascinating guy in that he used to throw heat for so many years. And then
he had to adjust when he hurt his arm, so turned into a junk ball pitcher. And he was on a lot of good teams. He was with Nolan Ryan with the Angels, and then, of course, the Tigers.
I guess Frank Tanana you're talking about?
Yeah.
I did.
Someone globbed up.
This is going to be the last glob up, I'm afraid, because I'm just running out of globs.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
But and also, globbing up is not fair to our competition.
No, not at all. Can't handle it. What are you doing? You sent an email? Texting?
No, I was just looking at something.
I was drinking ice cream, just by the way.
Oh, did you finish your pint?
Oh, I didn't finish a pint, no. But
oh, okay.
It's just melting over here on the side, so every so often I just lean over and...
For some random reason, you had a pint of ice cream before the show, but no spoon to eat it.
And you, big gay ice cream is the best.
And you thought it was just a lost cause until a fat person talking to you explained the stages of eating ice cream out of a pint without a spoon and how it's very easy to do.
It's brilliant, though. It's like the push-up that you get off the ice cream truck.
That's when you're. That's when it's in the middle, at the top.
Ice cream.
At the top, you just scrape it with your teeth.
Yeah.
We're getting ice cream. You want to join?
I had a pint of ice cream because they stole it from the iHeart freezer.
Really? No one's name was on it?
Look at that. He's got an ice cream cone.
There's so going to be a memo about that, Trudy.
No, they got a million. Well, it happened during the time when no one's in the... I mean, I could blame anyone except for I just fessed up to it now. But they don't have any spoons, so...
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. They don't have spoons there? Even
no spoons.
Greater Media had spoons. No one washed them. No one ever
washed
them.
And don't forget to bring the spoon.
Do without the spoons.
Drew, do you know who this Bad Company singer that died is?
Brian House?
No, Brian Anthony. Howe?
Brian what?
Brian Anthony Howe. Did you say House?
Oh, is it Howe?
Howe, H-O-W-E.
Like when Paul Rogers left Bad Company, that was when Bad Company ended for me.
Well,
yeah, me too.
We were talking before, and none of Brandon and Trudy and I didn't know who he was.
Although, did any of the hits come from Brian Howe, or were they all Paul Rogers?
They suggested there were a couple hits after... Paul Rogers, but I just didn't remember him. I'm not sure we played them, or maybe that was before I got to riff. So I don't know. I just really don't know much about him, honestly.
He sang Nugent, one of Nugent's albums.
I saw that, and I didn't remember. I don't know that album very well. What was on that? Was there anything on that album?
Do you know the Bad Company album, Holy Water?
No.
Not particularly.
From 1990?
You know, it's funny. When I was in high school, I loved Bad Company. I absolutely revered them. The first album, Bad Company, with the cool Bad Company on the front. And, of course, the song named after the album, named after the band, which is really kind of lame. I decided later, but at the time I thought it was kind of cool. And then it was Moving On. And then the second album with Shooting Star and Feel Like Making. Of course, South Park just destroyed that version with
what?
The South Park version of Feel Like Making Love.
Yeah, with Ned.
Yeah, Ned just rocked it. That's when a guy did a cover version and it just completely made the song his own.
All right, do you have it, Brandon, or do you want me to pull it up?
I'll get it.
All right. Oh, it's so good.
Do you know this song? Because this apparently was his biggest hit, this guy that died. How could love be so blind?
He sounds like he's trying to be Paul Rogers to me. I don't. It's just.
Well, that's probably why he got the job.
Yeah, probably so because he had to sing the real hits. I loved Run with the Pack, too. Silver, Blue, and Gold, Run with the Pack. True, do you remember those records?
Yeah, I remember those records. I liked them. They weren't my favorite band, but I don't remember Brian Howe's.
Did you have any bad finger? Wait, you could play a bad finger track on acoustic guitar because we were trying to raise money to make you play it and sing it. Ha! Seagull.
It's true. I could probably still play it today, man.
Really?
Well, get your guitar. Let's hear it. Is this Ned?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you. You're playing your guitar?
No. God, no. I'm not at home.
Oh, I see. So if you're at home, you would be plucking some chords.
I totally would whale on that. Plus, I would be broadcasting in front of the guitar because that's what you're supposed to do.
Where's Ned? I'm just dying to hear Ned.
It's coming. Give me a minute, please.
What was that other song you were playing?
Can you explain to me why is it so complicated to get Ned?
He said he had it. I'll, you know.
Is it not on?
All right, you can do it, Mark.
Is it not okay. Just on YouTube?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, there are lots of inputs running into this.
I'm only asking because I thought there was some technical reason why it was tricky to get it.
I tried it for about, I don't know, 15 different times, and it didn't work.
Did South Park put on an album of their songs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is hard to find?
No, I found it like 9 times. It just wouldn't play.
Oh,
really?
Really?
That's what you were hearing when I was trying to play it.
Oh, that was that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the hell? So it's some asshole puts that on, making you think that it's the other.
Yeah, and all the other ones, it said it wouldn't play. It just said, sorry, it's restricted, or it was taken down by copyright.
So it'll get us kicked off Facebook anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right, should we just forget
it? Stones have a number one hit on the charts. Well, I don't know if it's number one, but they have a hit on the charts now.
I think it is number one.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, the Ghost Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay. I think the reason it's number one is because there's just music is just so absolutely pathetic now.
Right, but when was the last time that the Stones charted? I thought that was pretty exceptional.
I'm gonna say.
Has anybody seen My Baby? That song,
Angel of Harlem, or wait,
do you know the answer, Trudy?
Voodoo Lounge.
I have no idea.
Was it Voodoo Lounge? Love is Strong. I want to say Love is Strong.
Oh, it's got it. Didn't they have one that, like, has anyone seen My Baby or anybody seen My Baby?
I know what song you're talking about.
Isn't that a chart?
Yeah.
Almost like a pop song?
It might have. I don't know. See, the charts just aren't the charts anymore to me. It's just so.
I want my baby.
It's all streaming, so.
Yeah.
And you can sell 50,000 albums and you will absolutely rule the charts because no one sells any physical copies anymore.
That's right.
I know, it's crazy. And if you sell 50,000 albums, that's bigger than probably 50 million streams because the streams they're so absolutely minimized in terms of income.
So here's a question. Do you remember how many album sales it took to have a gold album back in the day?
500,000, wasn't it?
500, half a mil.
Yeah, and platinum was a million.
So, Living in a Ghost Town, the new one, was number one on the U.S. digital rock chart, whatever that is. But on the U.S. rock chart, it was 3. On the main chart, it's not there.
What else is the digital rock chart, Mark?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was a thing that I didn't even know that existed. but yeah, going back to the last top, what do you want to know, top 10? U.S. main chart. Anybody See My Baby hit 3. You Got Me Rockin' was 2. Love is Strong is 2.
Yeah, those are from Voodoo Lounge. Voodoo Lounge is a good record. I don't think.
Love you, Jagger.
Mixed Emotions. 3.
I feel like since Tattoo You back in 82, 81, since Tattoo You, I think there's love. There's Voodoo Lounge and not a whole lot else for me personally.
Steel Wheels.
Oh, yeah, that was a good album.
I wasn't crazy about that, although I love the. What's its song? Oh, I Can Almost Hear You Sigh, which is a great song. And Keith, some really intricate playing on that song. Love that song. But I didn't like, I don't know, I wasn't crazy about Steel Wheels. I mean, I'll go see him play live anytime.
No, you won't. Money.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm letting him hold on to my 4,400 in hopes that they'll deliver someday. The wearing of the masks is... It's getting a little nuts.
I think.
We have the guy shot in Flint. We have the two McDonald's employees that were shot.
Awful.
And a lot of people just...
By the way, they're both teenagers, the McDonald's employees.
The guy that had the rubbed his nose on the girl's shirt.
Yeah.
And there's just incidents all over the place.
There's a new spitter in the area. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I did.
Somewhere downriver, a guy spit on front. He went to two different hospitals to spit on people. That's just a mentally ill asshole.
My theory about the mask is, well, there's a couple things. One, they spent a month at least telling us, don't wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. And all you're doing is keeping masks from first responders when you wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then to suddenly say, you need a mask, you must wear a mask, it makes people feel like something's strange here.
Yeah, they have more information.
Well, yeah. But it seemed
and more masks.
It seemed awfully odd that they were so adamant that we shouldn't wear masks. I mean, that's weird. Why would you tell someone not to do something that can't hurt them?
Originally?
Yeah.
Well, I think because they want people, like you said, they want people to hoard them, especially N95.
Well, then why don't they say, you know what, masks won't hurt you, but you can leave them for the medical people. As opposed to, I think they said, you actually have a better chance of having something happen if you wear a mask.
Yeah.
Did they?
They said that? Trudy, it is so, to me, that was just so weird, that whole thing about masks, because... you know, I was kind of making fun of people wearing masks. I'm like, they're telling you not to wear a mask, and yet this people are wearing masks and posting it. And now those people are right. They were doing the right thing. And I don't know. It's all very weird. So I think a lot of people are just skeptical right off the bat. And then the other thing is when all your freedom is taken away, for whatever reason, in some people it's circumstance. It's because they, you know, or poverty, or they lose a job, or they lose their job, their husband, their wife, whatever, or you know, they lose their kids in a custody thing. When you just are losing things, I think sometimes you take a stand on something that, you know, I will not, and it's almost nonsensical, but it's like you know, I have a choice and I choose not to wear a mask, and it's sort of this line in the sand. And
okay. Don't wear a mask then, people.
Well,
but private businesses are saying you're not coming in here unless you have a mask. And
we're going to have more incidents and more incidents, and it's going to be a shitty thing. I have no idea why, but
did you see the new flashpoint is Costco?
Yeah, Costco. People are saying they're going to boycott Costco because they're making them wear masks.
For some reason, I know Trudy, you told us 2 weeks ago. But first Trudy gave me shit earlier. I told you 2 weeks ago. But it blew up on social media again, where people are like, I am not renewing my membership. I refuse this. A Twitter user said that I refuse to mask up for the low IQ mob that is falling for the propaganda, not to mention the health risks by restricting oxygen.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
The health risk of going to Costco and restricting. How long is she going to be in Costco for?
Well, I don't know, but she thinks that masks restrict oxygen significantly to affect her. She has brain damage to begin with.
You know, I remember
It makes everybody feel better if everyone has a mask on right now.
Not everyone. Some people are adamantly against it because they think it's fake.
Okay, most.
Look at the Asian countries that have prevented a lot of disease that way. That's all the evidence I really need because I see that they control it better.
Well, no, I don't have any doubt that I want to wear a mask, but I keep going back to all those stories about don't wear a mask. What the fuck was that? Why did they do that? Why did they ever say that?
Because they didn't want people panic buying masks to deprive them of the health.
But that's not what they always said. Now, they would say that. That was always part of the story. But the other part of the story was that you don't need one. And they even, I swear to you, they would say occasionally that wearing a mask might make your chances of getting something worse.
Yeah, that ain't never understood.
Then why do they make a mask? What's, I don't understand what the mask is for.
I didn't understand that one.
I mean, it was really strange. And then all of a sudden,
they did say
off.
If you had it or you were thought you had it, you should wear a mask so you don't spread it.
But if you didn't have it, that somehow you were, I mean, it was just to me, that was just downright weird. But now I think, you know, most people probably, I don't know, we seem to have so many outliers these days. So many people that don't believe anything. And unfortunately, I think that whole routine where don't wear a mask, I think that really fucked with a lot of people's heads. And then also, it's kind of like, maybe you remember this, Trudy. You remember the big fight over wearing seatbelts?
Yeah.
Massachusetts, in fact, it's Jerry Williams from RKO who led the fight to not have to wear your seatbelt. So, you know, they were going to, you know, charge people, and I guess you'd get, you know, fined or whatever if they caught you not wearing your seatbelt.
Oh!
And it was a big, a libertarian thing. You don't tell me what to do, and I'll wear a seatbelt if I want to wear a seatbelt. But all the while, you know wearing a seatbelt is a good idea. Yeah. It's a better thing. It increases your chance of surviving a crash. So why all this violent response to being told you have to wear a seatbelt? Because people don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird how insane people went about that, and then you habituated them to it, and it was fine. But remember that when they used to have the automatic seatbelt that would wrap around you whether you wanted it or not?
Yes.
Well, now you just have that annoying beep.
Yeah.
You ever see how far you can go before that beep drives you insane and you put it on?
Yeah. Yeah. Not far in my car.
Yeah.
Well, today there was a lot of discussion about this very topic about masks. What is making people so crazy about masks? And anyway, somebody sent me this. It was a story about the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah.
And how it is
smarter. You think you're smarter than what you are.
It's a cognitive quirk in which people with the least amount of knowledge or skill in a given field are as confident in their knowledge as those with the most expertise. It's a scary thing. And I'm sure you've heard it a million times when people are talking out of their ass. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it seems the Dunning-Kruger effect is really taking off. And
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
And they have a variety of ideas as to why that is. One of them is the sense and the feeling that everyone's opinion is equally valid. That... And they do reference the internet.
Where did that come from?
I think it's social media. That's what they suggested was social media. Everyone thinks they have a voice and their opinion matters, whether they're talking out of their ass.
Unbelievably brilliant.
Or not.
Yeah.
And then they had a couple of us of psychologists or psychiatrists who were speaking about how they've done studies on partisan politics and how people will stretch their beliefs further and further and further to match their political party or not to match their political opponent, quote unquote. And then they got into the whole self-esteem thing where, you know, from birth, you know, ninth place ribbons and you're the greatest and you're the smartest and you're the greatest. And I know I've seen a million instances where, God, that person just has too much self-esteem. Why do they believe in themselves so much? But, I think it's a legitimate possibility that, you know, we do tell kids that they're so smart and, you know, a lot of kids feel like, you know, they're ready to make decisions for adults by the time they're 10 years old.
Or six.
Yeah, or six. Or two.
But, I mean, you want to encourage them.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with encouraging self-esteem, but there's a limit. You know, I don't know. This whole idea that, you know, graduating fifth grade is such an achievement or sure. I mean, I always thought you were just expected to do that. That was the least you could
do. Plus, that's just one more thing you have to go to.
Yeah, one more party. And the high school parties, too. People graduate high school and they throw the biggest parties. Like, oh, my God, you graduated high school. Ugh. Not that it's not it's a milestone. Absolutely. But is it really? You're so wonderful.
Where else are you going to get your copy of Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss? Isn't that the typical graduation present people give out?
Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
It's a sweet book.
Yeah. It's a one that was written for
you. You mean for kindergarten graduates?
No, for high, whatever.
Dr. Sorry. Seuss?
The joke didn't fall very well.
Okay.
But it's true. It's true. Do you know what I'm talking about, Brandon? Trudy, can you help me out?
Yeah. No, they give that out for, you know, sort of a trophy.
Yeah. Oh, the places you'll go.
Yeah, and it's meaningful.
Yeah,
to the event.
So, taking the Dunning Kruger effect just a little bit further. Many don't know what they don't know, even when they're completely out of their depth. You need some expertise to recognize lack of expertise. Most people, this is interesting too.
I call this the stay in your lane, bro theory.
They did a lot of testing to verify this. Most people think they have above average intelligence.
Yeah.
Well, obviously most people don't. Yeah. Students taking tests, they found when they interviewed them after tests, they found that most felt they scored above average. Mm-hmm. And they also said that many of the worst performers tended to feel confident they were near the top of the class.
Wow.
So let's take it another.
Does some of that have to do with like school grading really easy? Does it seem like school's easier?
I don't know. You know,
because you want to pass kids along and move them to the next grade.
Or? I do remember reading. Hearing all the time about how, and this is probably 20 years ago, how competitive kids were, and how, you know, they have to go to college or they're absolute losers, that a bachelor's degree is the bare minimum. Which is how I felt about high school. Like, if you didn't finish high school, you know, you're going to have problems. So I really got this impression that, oh my God, these kids are taking these SAT tests, you know, to do better on the SAT, and they take them three times. They go to Stanley Kaplan classes.
It's a total scam industry, man.
Well, yeah, it's also cheating. You're really not getting the right result if you're preparing through things that only certain kids can afford. These Stanley Kaplan classes weren't cheap.
No, they teach you how to take a test.
Yeah, they teach you how to.
They teach you specifically how to pass the test you want to pass.
Yeah. So, you know, with all that stuff going on and parents, of course, feeling that my kids got to go to college, got to get a degree. I mean, there was so much pressure, and it just sounded like, you know, pressure, must achieve. And I thought, God, these kids are working so hard. They must be going out of their minds. And this is not to knock Evan or Alex, but, you know, when I met Tess and she's got kids who are 6 and 9 and they're going through those grades, I just didn't feel like they worked any harder than I did, and maybe less. I don't know. I don't want to say specifically, because I couldn't say, but it just didn't seem like they worked as hard as I thought. And Evan was a great student.
Yeah.
And Alex was a good student when he tried.
What I mean by like passing him or grading him easier is like, do you ever hear of kids failing a grade and being held back?
Well, isn't that a money thing, too? Because they want to push you along to school gets a higher rating.
Well, that's what I mean. So it's easier to grade kids, which is probably why they think they do better on tests than what they really do. Do you know what I mean, Brandon? I think you started saying something.
Well, that was a big deal. I remember being in school, and when someone got held back, it was like,
I know. It was a big deal. It was a huge deal.
But recently, you know, I haven't really heard of anybody getting held back. I don't know if they still do that anymore.
I don't want to bother
with that person.
I've seen when the Triple Threat Trio gets together, there's always a lot of discussion about the kids that were held back. I don't know why.
But I don't remember anybody being held back, but I knew my brother was a lot older than me, and there were people around, not his grade necessarily, but around there that were held back or failed.
I had a buddy. who was a year ahead of me, and when he got held back, I was like, cool, man, we get to be the same
selfish.
Yeah!
That's funny. That's really hilarious.
And plus, he was the first one in that grade to get, he ended up getting his driver's license our freshman year.
Advantage, Brandon.
I like to see bad people fail.
The business of being held back, I think it might have been replaced by, because, you know, when I was finishing high school, they were just starting that whole alternative high school where, you know, you just don't fit in and you don't like to study and you don't like the people are mean to you and, you know, sort of these victim kids.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are victims. And they would send them to we called it the center. It was where all the kids who just didn't fit in for whatever reason.
I should be back in school.
And a lot of people in the center seemed to occupy the smoking area a lot. I mean, we had a smoking area in our high school.
That's cool.
Kids smoked.
How progressive.
Anybody, freshmen in high school, would smoke out there. Trudy, did you have a smoking area in high school?
Yeah, we did. Actually, a lounge.
What? And that was,
cool. Yes. Wow. And lounge? We didn't have an lounge. Ours was outdoors.
A senior lounge. I believe they did have smoking in there. That's amazing to think that. But I think it's
weird. Like, every time someone smokes a cigarette down to the end, it's like kissing a butt.
And the cool thing
Drew, my high school, obviously it was restricted. You weren't allowed to smoke on premises. You'd get suspended, but people found ways to hide in ditches or in trees and stuff like that. But yes, there was also an alternative school, which was like a mile away. And that alternative school was notorious for being able to do pretty much whatever the hell they wanted to do, including smoking right there on the premises.
Yeah, yeah, my, you know, I knew kids from friends and stuff who were sort of in that alternative thing. And I remember asking this one guy, you know, well, what does that mean exactly? And it was like, well, we grade ourselves and, you know, we take classes we want to take. And so, like that, I don't know how that's going to work out for college when you're just grading yourself and taking classes you want. Anyway, it just didn't seem like people from the center went as far in education because they just, they were sort of not expelled, but they were spit out of the regular system and they really had a big attitude about it. And so instead of, you know, going through all this malarkey with kids over and over, it's like, hey, just let them do what they want over there.
What are you, Biden? Malarkey?
I don't know what else to call it.
There's bullshit, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I didn't think it was bullshit.
That's
malarkey. They just didn't want to do what everyone else was doing. Or they claimed that they were bullied or they were, you know.
Doesn't it feel like there's just no fear in school anymore?
No, not like there used to be.
Kids have any fear of teachers or failing? Well,
No. Kids threaten the teachers.
Not being smart enough?
You know, when you read the truancy numbers from Detroit, it's because I always felt like, you know, there was a certain point in time where it became so obvious that, boy, schooling, you know, the preparatory schooling in Detroit is terrible. And so many of these kids aren't graduating high school and they aren't going to college. And we're going to do something about it. And then, you know, you read, and I remember that big literacy program they had in Detroit for the adults who couldn't read, which I thought, you know, what better could someone do who's illiterate? Because some people, for whatever reason, circumstances more than likely, poverty, they never learned to read. Well, for fuck's sake, if you're 30, 40 years old and you can't read, what better thing could you do for yourself than
goodbye,
learn to read?
Fucking shit fuel.
And the problem is
Dexter, you know, Manley never needed to read.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes. And he passed all those classes and grades and he went to college. I mean, don't you wonder amazing. How some of these guys actually, like, you know, like a Michael Jordan or Ricky Henderson, they can't conjugate. I mean, they don't know tenses. How could they possibly have been juniors in college?
Because they could shoot a basketball and hit a baseball.
Exactly. But anyway, these I just think it's, I'm not a fan of that alternative education. I guess if there's nothing, you feel like there's nothing else we can do with this kid. And I don't know what percentage now end up doing that. And maybe, I mean, I'm hoping that they all end up doing great, but it just didn't seem like it was working. It didn't seem very pragmatic to me.
And that's 2 days detention for you, young man. We'll see you at four.
But going back to the Dunning-Kruger effect and
trade school, where I went to school,
there
though.
There aren't any more, are there?
I think they're coming back.
They should.
Yeah, they
should. They absolutely should. And there shouldn't be a stigma attached to it. This whole business of you didn't go to college is bullshit. I know so many people who didn't go to college who absolutely went out and kicked ass and maybe they started their own business and they just had a different kind of a mind.
Plus, it's going to ruin those stories like 40 years down the line where someone goes, I was the first in my family to graduate from college. Those won't exist anymore.
Yeah,
those are great stories.
Looking at the cost of a college education, it's insane. It's not worth it. I did it. It's not worth it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not.
No.
It's not worth going into that kind of debt for. Brandon can tell you about it.
Hey, I'm $2,400 away from paying off my student debt.
Whoa, you're almost there.
Boom, I'm so close. Yeah, and Kristen, I think she's under 3,000 or 4,000. We're so close. I can't wait. This is like 15, 16, 17
freedom!
Years.
Freedom.
Waiting.
I just paid off.
God, that's a long time.
I just paid off Annie's birth. She's over 2 years old, and I just paid it off. What a pain in the ass.
Well, you know, this
not
this,
worth it.
This idea that became more than an idea that the inequality of education and some kids have the opportunity and some kids not have the opportunity. We'll just loan you whatever the fuck you want when you're 18 years old. And so all these kids feel like, well, I got to go to college because I'm a zero if I don't. Yep. And they take on this insane debt. Wouldn't it have made more sense to maybe look at the cost of college instead of just throwing money at people who are 18? When you're 18, do you really know what $50,000 is? Fuck no. You have no idea.
No,
but I mean, it seems insane to me.
But you have your whole life to make that money with a college degree.
Well, first of all, so many people don't graduate.
Yeah.
Oh, some of the stories about, you know, college debt and
sad
millennial exes, whatever it might be, because the exes carried a lot of college debt too. Of course, they don't complain about it because you guys are cool.
Whatever. We just don't pay it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, man? Life goes on.
Yeah. Yeah. Look forward. Can't be looking back all the time.
Yeah.
But
go change the past.
Hey, Gen X was the last generation that got cheaper college.
What?
Yeah. Don't go there, Mark, unless you want to throw numbers out.
I'm going to go there because I will throw numbers out. Yeah. Gen X's college debt, their average college debt is like $5,000 less than millennial average college debt.
That's $5,000 I wish I had. Well, I'd be done paying for my student loans with $2,500 extra bucks in my pocket right now.
But it's not $100,000. It's not $50,000. It's not that much. But I think the X's just, they take it better.
Oh, shush. Another thing, and honestly, this started in the 2000s where you get a lot of automated applying for jobs. Everybody who has been unemployed for any amount of time knows that if you go into an Indeed.com or a Monster or a LinkedIn or whatever the hell you use to try to search for a gig, you know that a lot of times what will happen is you apply and they will specifically say that don't even hand this in pretty much if you don't have a college degree. This is the requirement. This is the requirement. Yeah. Even if it's not something that you think, wait a minute, do I really need a college degree for this position? It's just kind of the norm. And they'll filter you out without ever even looking at your resume if you don't have it.
That's part of the problem is everyone's told that you have to go to college.
Well, isn't that on the employers for making that a demand? You have to have the best of the best of the best of the best, the highest education.
Well, of course.
And then they don't get competitive wages.
Employers are going to do that. Society in general wants to push it because, once again, you're going to tell your kid or any kid that, yeah, you should go to college. It's the best for you. But the fact is, a lot of kids shouldn't go to college.
Which is society's fault because
I blame guidance counselors. Probably, right? I don't know.
Yeah. But what's changed so dramatically is pay and how they value people in jobs or how they don't.
Yeah.
And then college is more expensive, so you pay more to get into something that pays less and they don't give a shit about it.
Very simple way. Yeah. I agree, Trudy.
Right. But it's changed over the past 50 years? 25 years, maybe?
Probably since the early 80s.
You know, because you used to be able to get a decent paying job with benefits and stay in it.
Wages started growing slower.
Right. Well, that's another thing is with, inflation. I mean, and this could be in the argument of minimum wage and whatnot, but not many salaries are really truly going up in accordance to what the inflation is. I don't think so.
Everything costs more. Healthcare costs more. Your benefits cost more. Everything.
Which is why your
electronics are cheaper.
Yeah, that's true.
You're about to start seeing this country lose their collective shit after going 7 weeks without working. And while many people, I'm sure, are getting that comfy $960 a week of unemployment or their stimulus or their check and what have you and getting by, but that's going to go for 26 weeks. Well, and then when they come back and then you go back to the workplace, they're going to find that as of this morning, they said 15% unemployment will be announced tomorrow. And the economist they had on said it's probably more like 23 or 24%, which is above the Great Depression. And they also said this idea of a quick bounce back is probably not real in this case because it's gone on too long.
So out of the 33 million Americans that have lost their job during the pandemic, what percent believe they're going to get their job back?
Of the 33% who've lost their job?
Out of the 33 million people that have lost their job.
50%?
77% believe they're going
to get their job. They took our
job! That would...
When it's all said and done, they're going to come back to work. Most economists believe that it's really about 60%.
It took
his job.
It's going to be a huge problem. And now that we're kind of bored of coronavirus, I noticed this morning they did 10 straight minutes in the economy to open up I think it was a Today Show. And I mean, it is just grim. And they finally got into depression, which I've been thinking, God, I never hear about depression and this stay-at-home thing. People
slow
have
down.
To be people have to be horribly depressed. I was depressed yesterday. I felt so bad about a couple things, which I'll get into in a minute when I go back to the Dunning-Kruger effect. But 33 million jobs. And then you keep hearing about, you know, for example, Rolling Stone had a story about 1,000 venues are likely to close because they've got no income. They've had no revenue in 7 weeks, and they've got no revenue going forward for at least a year. So, you know, that's 1,000 venues. I don't know how many jobs that is. But, I mean, it's like you look at this collective – It's an exponential effect. It's almost like the virus itself where, these people can't work because, you know, you can't draw crowds. And so, the venues are going out of business, too. And the roadies are all losing their jobs. And the bands, what are they going to do? I mean, it's so all consuming in some areas. And, of course, some areas of business are whacked much harder, like hospitality. I mean, hospitality is just taking a bruising, a horrible bruising. You got restaurants, you got anything that gathers people, sports, entertainment, and sports is just taking it so badly. Sports is trying so hard to say, oh, we're going to play. Somehow we're going to play. Because yeah, right. all that TV money and all those people used to making all that money, you know, and the prospect of making no money. I mean, it's insane. But construction is also hugely affected. They had five areas. And I can't find my notes. I wrote them all down. But five major sectors of the economy that are just really spanked. So
along that line of thought, what could conceivably replace all of this lost work? I mean, is there something that can be migrated to that sort of facilitates bringing us back from where we've been? You know, like what you were saying the other day, all the people who are unemployed, why can't they go man the phones for the people who need unemployment?
Well, and I mean, Drew's talked about this before, but with the news that GM is reopening on May 18th, I saw some posts on Facebook of workers who posted the article and they were, oh man. And then what's going on in the comment section there? And then that person says, dude, I don't even want to go back to work. I'm making more money on unemployment because I'm not paying my daycare.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm getting the COVID check. I don't want to go back.
Isn't the problem, though, if GM says, come on back, and they say, no, I'm not coming back, then they don't get unemployment anymore, right? Because the job's there for
that's
them.
That's unsustainable. Yeah.
But what happens but when you have union, an employee so who has... who's immunosuppressant? I mean, does that person automatically have to lose their job? Is their gig going to be reserved because they can't go to work? They might. They're not supposed to.
I got to tell you, the situation with the big three and the people who are getting the unemployment checks. A lot of people, you know, we know how many people live month to month, paycheck to paycheck. That's a lot of people. That's a big chunk of people, and it's not easy to live that way. And a lot of people are struggling, and so. You know, when you see this check coming in every week for $962 or, you know, the big three, for example, those guys, they're all getting paid. I mean, that's one of those jobs. This is when you go, oh, my God, those jobs, government jobs. Holy shit. What a bonus at a time like this. I mean, you'd never in a million years think something like this would happen. But, you know, even when people are out at the big three for whatever reason, I mean, they're getting 90%. If they're laid off temporarily, whatever they get, what do they get? 90%, 85%, something, some insane percentage of their pay for not going. You know, they used to have even more ridiculous benefits, and I'm not calling it ridiculous, but I'm just saying it's negotiated and they agreed to pay it. Meanwhile, GM May 18th, they're going back to work, they say. And I'm watching Gretchen Whitmer today and I'm thinking, GM, that's like one of the, you know, we're waiting for all this other stuff on May the 28th because she announced the extension on May the 28th, which I'm sure there will be piles of people going apeshit all clumped up over this. I mean, isn't this going to cause some shitty response?
Of course.
With the angry people? And I get
with
it.
The angry people, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of angry people.
Oh,
right
I know.
Now. So she says that, and I'm going to be cautious because people have so much reverence for Gretchen Whitmer that I really wasn't aware of. Every time I say something bad about Gretchen Whitmer, people go, oh, you're so mean to Gretchen Whitmer.
Well, I'll repeat it. I don't think she's doing any better or necessarily any worse than any other governor. She's probably more cautious.
She's definitely more cautious. Yeah. I mean, we're one of the last. We're gonna be one of the last states to open up.
Illinois is not open, right? Are they?
No, they're not. Yeah. No, Evan has been sitting at home. I mean, he is. He and Brooke and Alyssa have been in his condo for,
oh my God.
For actually, I think, 9 weeks. Because
get out, run.
And then, you know, what's so disconcerting is to see that if it's not New York City, COVID is still on the up. And deaths are on the up. It's like, are you kidding me? We've been staying at home for 7 weeks, and we haven't moved the curve down.
Yeah.
No, I know. It's like we really did a shit job of staying at home, apparently.
Axios had a big story about the U.S. Coronavirus recovery being way behind what Europe did, and the reason behind it is...
We were a week behind Italy. Remember that?
Yeah,
we're a week behind Italy.
I
no,
guess
we're
didn't
way behind
really
Italy.
Lock down.
No, we didn't. We did a shitty job. And so it's almost like, boy, we spent 7 weeks... not only tanking our economy, but not really getting the job done, which is so fucking frustrating to me. And they mentioned that 66% of the new cases are people coming from home.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Not first responders.
In New York.
Yeah.
I think what makes sense there is that they've been getting somebody to deliver them something. There's COVID on that. Or somebody snuck out and came back, like the Baltimore Ravens guy. Or something. If they did contact tracing, they'd know the answer to all those
but
things.
Honestly, but honestly,
are they really staying home too? Or are they leaving their apartment?
Hard to believe.
Are they going down their apartment to walk around and then come back and somebody has COVID all over the elevator?
Yeah, the door handle or whatever.
Yeah.
Within 7 weeks. I mean, you're talking about people that aren't showing symptoms. They would be way over it. People that got it a week in or whatever, they would be way over it. And yet it's just going on and on and on. And it's going to, I mean, obviously,
well, we are,
and if there's a certain amount of people, and there seems to be a lot of people who are saying, I don't wear a fucking mask, it's going to keep going up.
But the case count's going to go up too, because we're testing more and there's better testing too. So there's that aspect to it. Well, I mean, the tests now are way more reliable than they were 2 months ago.
So they were talking about the spokesperson for the president was like, well, you don't need to get tested anymore because you get tested. You have to get tested an hour from the time you get tested. So it doesn't prove anything to get tested.
What?
Then why does he get tested all the time?
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Her thing was to wave off the idea that you need to get tested by saying that you can get tested and then an hour later you can get infected. So what good does it do?
Right.
I've almost forgotten now. Did anybody watch Gretchen Whitmer besides me today?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You did? Okay. Yeah. Did anybody kind of scratch their head when she said, we're going to put the GM and the big three are going to go back to work on the 18th because they're the safest?
Yep, they are the safest. Like, you know why?
Why?
Because they make a lot of money for the state. And they have a powerful lobby,
people. I asked Mark, I said, where's she getting that information? Mark goes, the big three.
From the big three, right? I would assume.
Manufacturing, when I look at the poultry plants and the meat packing, that's COVID out the fucking ass.
Yeah,
21 big three people died.
They are closer than the meat plants, I would think. I mean, hell, don't know while we hear how the automotive plants are so automated anyway.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bodies
in
there.
I know, they all go through the same fucking door.
They were getting it from changing shifts and from all kinds of.
Do you really think it's any safer than any other big workplace
building? No, it's probably less safe.
Probably.
But by the way, on the 18th, 25% of people are going back. It's only 25%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to turn this engine around and get it going the other direction, it is fucking hard. And the thing that was most upsetting today when the economist was talking, and I felt the same way. I don't know. I'm not an economist. Nobody can properly predict this thing or they'd be so rich. They wouldn't need to comment.
Bill Gates did.
His point was that if we have to do this again, this is going to be really, really bad. And I don't know, honestly, all these people unemployed, all I can say is this is sort of like having the phone bank for unemployed people. To me, it's that obvious. Mm-hmm. Infrastructure. We got so much infrastructure.
Shovel-ready jobs?
No, not shovel-ready jobs. No,
okay.
Not that. That didn't work.
Oh.
because crazy. Those jobs weren't shovel ready.
Yeah.
The idea would be, and I hope they're lining this up right now. I hope somebody's doing this. They're going, okay, look at all the bridges. This bridge, that bridge, this bridge, that Gretchen, fix the roads. Go ahead and fix the fucking roads now. We'll spend the $3 billion on that.
Can I ask a question, though? Don't you have to have a certain set of skills to work in those, or no?
Yeah, of course you do. But construction is one of the hardest hit industries. Yeah.
Are you born with that talent, or can you learn it, or sort of both, right?
I mean, it's one of those things that injects money, so much money. And, you know, it has an effect of spreading out more tax dollars, more everything. And we fix a fucking problem. I mean, our infrastructure is a huge problem. It's been kicked down the road so many times. I don't see how it isn't the perfect opportunity for a
public works.
For some infrastructure. Yeah. And that's, you know, and not that I'm a big Roosevelt acolyte or anything, but, you know.
And hey, though, it helps, though, if money's moving and people are working and.
I mean, I don't want a new WPA and a new CCC and a new all those things. But at the time, I mean, that put people back to work. And
if that's what it takes to get out of it, yeah, why not?
It's got to be part of it. It has to be.
What's that, Trudy?
What are the equivalent jobs for now of the WPA and the CCC?
Well, that would be infrastructure. I mean, that would be that sort of job. Yeah. I mean, works projects, the CCC, that was, wasn't that the Tennessee Valley Authority? And
TVA, yeah.
Yeah, TVA. I mean, it's a lot of the kind of stuff that doesn't sound very romantic, and it's just
nobody wants to spend money on that stuff.
No, and no politician. If you stand up and go, look at all I did for infrastructure. I'm kind of going,
fuck you. Yeah. what did you do for me?
All the sewers and that shit. I've never seen it. Is it real?
Oh, wait a minute, though. Like you'd be really happy when it rains and it overflows into your basement. Then
you just get mad.
Well, that would be.
Say, why didn't anybody fix the infrastructure?
That would be the infrastructure that would be very high on my list. Because it's just, to me, it's so ridiculous. Every time this happens, and they go, well, it always floods over this and goes to that, and that's what causes that, and there's nothing we can do about it because of, and it's like, but you can do something about it. You could have an infrastructure project, and the misery caused over and over. How many times have you driven around and seen all this shit out in front of a house that, you know, was flooded and ruined in a basement over and over and over? I mean, you would think that somebody would maybe when they run for something, they would even have that on the list of reasons to elect them, because I'm going to stop these fucking flooded basements.
That was one of the things I thought Trump was going to get done.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
And the Democrats wanted to get done was the infrastructure for the nation, but that kind of went poof.
I don't even know how that went poof. That seemed like such a win-win.
Wasn't the wall involved, and then it was just a fight, and then whatever. The impeachment got in the way.
Yeah. Well, we certainly have had our share of distractions.
You can't do more than one thing at a time.
Well, but those things do distract people, whether you like it or not. Like when Clinton and the Lewinsky thing, that went on for how long did that go on? 8 months?
I don't know.
I mean, it was long. It was the first of the year when he said, I did not have sex with that woman, Lewinsky. And it was the Star Report in August, I believe, or September.
Okay.
And then
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And nothing got done. Nothing got done.
Tangent. Plus the government. Wasn't the government shut down what started the Lewinsky?
Yeah, it was. That's when he started. But that was way before that.
No. I know. But that was one of the
it was a
stupid government.
I was going to say, total tangent. Did you get to the part in the Daryl Hammond documentary where they were showing all his clips and he's doing Clinton? I forgot that sketch where he read the Star Report.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was really funny.
That is hot. I was reading the part about him putting her hand on his boob and her hand on his dick.
Yeah, he had to pause and get over himself.
Did you make it far in that, Doc?
Yeah, I did. I got pretty far. If you haven't seen Daryl Hammond, if you don't know who he is, he's the SNL guy who did Ted Koppel. He did Bill Clinton. He did George Bush. He did everyone. I mean, he's really one of the most talented people who's ever worked at Saturday Night Live, in my opinion.
Longest
running
cast
member. Probably the best impressionist, yeah.
And Daryl Hammond
is hater,
a very, very, very complicated and difficult life for, I won't give the thing away, but wow, it's just mind-boggling. And I read a couple years ago about all he had gone through. I was like, wow, I never knew about all this. And it turns out this documentary's been out for a while on Netflix.
Yeah, it said 08, but it just got to Netflix now. Or not 08, 2018.
But it's really sad. I mean, I haven't gotten to the end. I hope the ending is happier than the bulk of it.
He's still alive.
He lives. Spoiler alert.
Poor guy. I never finished my Dunning-Kruger effect, though.
Oh,
the cognitive quirk in which people with the least amount of knowledge or skill in a given field are as confident in their knowledge as those with the most expertise. I think we all know quite a few people who would demonstrate the Dunning-Kruger effect. And in fact, yesterday, I was trying to figure out what exactly is driving this. It was right before I came down to the show. I saw this. I was like, I wish I hadn't seen that. And somehow I managed to ignore it for the show because I didn't want to talk about it. They did a poll on the vaccine for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And the percentage of people who said they will take the vaccine in their poll, which was an extensive poll. I don't think it was anything. It wasn't one of those call-in kind of things. 64% said they would take the vaccine. 36% said they would not take the vaccine. How in the world are there 36%? I mean, I'm talking to some of them, I'm sure. Why in the world would you not, this thing that you're so afraid of that you don't want to go back to work? I mean, 85% of people polled said they don't want to send their kids to school.
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because there is a slew of conspiracy out there right now, not just with the vaccine or anything. We've seen it from China built this and, oh, my God, Russia's throwing doctors out their windows. And there was just a researcher who was involved in a murder suicide. Well, the Plandemic video has been viral the last couple of days where it shows some scientists and doctors that are saying, that Fauci is pretty much evil and that he's profiting off this. And he became a billionaire with AIDS because he owns all the AIDS medicines. And
why is
they
he still
feel
working?
That,
can I stop you right there for for something?
What's on there.
What you're saying is,
but that's bullshit.
One of the things that drives me absolutely batshit about the internet is that you can do stories like this and there's nothing vetted. I consider these people to be publishers myself because they publish publicly for millions to read virtually anything, but they're not considered publishers. So therefore, they have no standard whatsoever to be taken to task for the truth or veracity of anything on the internet. However, when someone does a story on the internet or does a YouTube video or whatever, and it's viewed by 60 million people or 6 million people, I mean, there are millions of people watching these crazy things.
Yeah.
And they say Dr. Fauci is, he's an evil weasel and his whole goal is to make millions off the vaccine. Yes. I don't understand why those people they have virtually no fear of ever being nailed for libel or slander.
No. So the main lady in.
And when you can see that 6 million people watched the video, that makes the case.
This Dr. Judy in the Plandemic thing, she's the one that is really, mad at Fauci and Gallo. She claims they stole her HIV research and claimed it as their own. Right. So she obviously has an axe to grind. But in reality, her entire career, she's published 2 research papers. So she's just a failure of a doctor anyways. But because she's yelling, people are jumping all over it. She was fired from a private foundation that hired her to do research on chronic fatigue syndrome. She was expecting a grant from the where's Fauci work?
CDC?
No, he's not. He's not CDC.
HHS. Health and Human Services.
No, he's not.
He owns infectious diseases. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Yes.
Thank you, Brandon. It's just on the tip of your tongue there.
So she's had a problem with him this whole fucking time, and now because she's the one person who's saying this, everyone is jumping on it online. It's just horse shit.
Well, if that many people really think this is all bullshit,
who's gaining?
Then why don't they want to go back to work? Why do 85% not even want to send their kids to school if they think it's all such bullshit?
People are dead.
No, of course they are. But what I'm saying is, if you think this is such a big nothing that you're not willing to take a vaccine, then I would think you wouldn't be afraid of sending your kids to school.
Sure.
Just pointing a little hole.
I do think, though, that one third that won't take the vaccine, once it's out there and people start taking it, a lot of those people will start taking it because they'll see, it's safe. But right now they're going to say, I ain't taking Bill Gates's control of the world vaccine. I want a microchip in me. Because well, they don't know what the vaccine is yet or how it affects me. Maybe there's a side effect. Bill Gates up there with that little chicken neck. You know?
Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walked like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
I'm always a little skeptical, but honestly, I feel like if you can't trust a vaccine that the United States of America comes up with to solve a pandemic that is killing tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people, then the whole thing doesn't work. The whole thing is dead. The whole thing is fucked. And you might as well be holed up in your house with all your food in the basement anyway. Because there are that many, if there's that big a conspiracy going on, which first of all, they could never hide. Those people are not the types of people who could all keep the secret.
They're not hiding it. Just open your eyes, man.
Do your homework.
And as far as
do your homework,
as far as these microchip people, which there's so much about microchips now, and Gates already has a microchip in you. But
what are they doing? That's
put a microchip in me. Put 10 microchips in me. I don't give a fuck. What is this microchip going to do for anybody?
What are these people doing that's so great that Bill Gates is going to get from them?
Nothing. But, I mean, what is it?
A lot of it goes to religion, too. A lot of people feel like if you get a microchip, that's the mark of the beast. That's 666. I mean, that's what people really feel about anything that's forced onto you.
But the microchip doesn't
do anything.
What is the microchip going to do? What seriously, the microchip in me.
Bill Gates is going to control you. He's going to know where you're going.
Yeah, Bill Gates, when he was a kid, he was like,
I'm not going anywhere.
When he was a kid,
he's like, one day I'm going to make this awesome computer interface. It's going to be great. It's going to link the world together, and then I'm going to take it over.
But in the meantime, I'm going to marry a woman who bosses me around.
Right.
So do you think the chips that they're putting in the dogs are the same thing? It's just
mark of the beast. The dogs are going to hell.
But all these people also have a fucking smartphone and are probably on Facebook.
They already know where we go. They're telling us by state how many of us are going places. So who gives a fuck?
Did you see?
Wait, where are you going? Those of you who are so upset about this, where are you going that's so fucking important?
Titty bar. I don't want Bill Gates to know I was at the titty bar. I don't know why, but no. Did you see the Metro Times had a story when they had the tracking of the people that went to the first Operation Gridlock and where they went afterwards?
Oh, really? That's
the
fascinating.
Heat map. It's like,
how did they do that?
Because it's all third party tracking on your fucking cell phone, and
so
now
because
you opt into all that stuff.
Are you saying the cell phone is the mark of the beast?
It's starting to sound like it.
Pretty much.
I don't think I want that chip in me anymore.
They're pretty terrible, but man, is it convenient to have a cell phone.
So what did they find about all these people?
Well, you can just see the heat maps of where they were. There were a lot of rural people, naturally. But there were a lot of people in southeastern Michigan, too. They tended to be along the 275 corridor, which I thought was interesting. Let me find the map for you. Wish I could zoom in on cities to see. But that's the thing. A lot of the data is anonymous, so you don't know who the person is. You just can see the movements.
Oh, sure. It's anonymous. Gates is following all those people individually.
He might be.
Let's
beating off to it because he can.
I was almost going to just go through Dr. Phil shows today because it's like, you know what? I need a break from all this shit, but I didn't do it. But did you say the day before yesterday Dr. Phil was really good?
Yeah, that's quarantining at home with my ex. I just saw part of it.
And the Cops I saw day before yesterday was amazingly cool. Anybody want to vote for Cops or Dr. Phil? We're going to do both. But who wants Cops first versus Dr. Phil first?
I want Cops. I haven't seen Cops in a while.
Brandon?
Well, I was going to say Dr. Phil because I would love to end it with Cops.
Okay, we can go Dr. Phil first.
Okay.
He had a great show. The day before the show, Trudy, I was with you, by the way. I love Cops. But the day before he had a great show, it was this woman who wanted to come on because her husband is a narcissistic sociopath. And so they put the cameras in their house, you know, so they can see how they behave and all that. And the whole time, the woman is just screaming at him, screaming at their son. And she is absolutely nuts. Plus, she calls her husband a fat fuck in front of their kid. And, I mean, she's just a raving lunatic. So it turns around, and she's also really into psychobabble that he's projecting this. And it turned out that She is the complete 100% psycho hose beast problem in that household.
What's her name?
I don't remember her name.
Did you see?
She was hot too.
This is, I just started laughing because yesterday's episode is Norma said she had come out of retirement after her second husband died and spent her life savings to fund three online boyfriends she's never met.
Hot.
Which is, you know, pretty typical fare. Then today's episode is Norma's online boyfriends. Dr. Phil finds out more about the online boyfriends.
I'm kind of excited about this.
Including Jeff, who claims he's been sleeping in a church in Cairo for months.
Wait, Norma, that's not even the show we were looking at, was it?
No, I know. I'm kind of pumped about Norma. But there is something interesting about being confined with your ex. Which one do you want to go with?
Norma sounds free. What do you got, Trudy?
Norma or confined with your ex? Oh, Trudy's gone. She just went poof. Brandon, Norma, or confined with my ex?
Confined with my ex.
Okay, let's do that. I'll watch the normal one off the air and see if there's anything worthwhile.
I'm pumped to see Norma.
To the same account that I was putting money for my job in.
Oh, so he interviews them both, too, on Zoom or whatever, and they're in the same room. Oh, wait, do I not have the beginning of this?
Oh, does she look distressed?
Oh, no, we don't have the beginning of it, Drew. Hang on. I got to do some work here.
Oh my. Do you have Lindsay Broadwell copy or do I have it?
I do not have it. I can get it real quick, though.
Yeah, because I could just go ahead and give a couple much-needed plugs to some friends of ours, like Adam, if you're a man facing divorce. And the latest on Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, by the way, is that Kristen, and you know, I don't know these two people. I don't know whose fault it is. I sure want to blame it on her, but I don't know. He could be a complete fuck. He doesn't seem like the nicest person ever. But anyway, the latest of her claims is that Jay Cutler was lazy and he didn't want to work and he just sat around with the kids and animals all day. Now,
wait a sec.
Parenting.
He was supposed to, the plan was that Jay said he was going to go to broadcasting after he retired, and he hasn't been aggressive about it. He originally got a broadcasting job, but then he quit to go back and play for the Dolphins.
Right, which for a big payday,
which too. Kristen was pissed about because she thought he was going into broadcasting, and she didn't want him playing anymore. And then he got injured. He didn't really play much. He made a bunch of money. And then the last year and a half, or 2 years, he is not pursued his broadcasting career, and Jay apparently likes being at the farm in Tennessee with the three kids and the animals. Now, I couldn't help thinking, I bet there are a lot of people, a lot of women out there, who would probably like a guy who made $120 million over 12 years and then wanted to spend time with the kids. It didn't seem all that bad, but anyway, in her eyes, he's lazy. And she was
130 million, and that's without endorsements or whatever. I don't know how many he's had, but you know he's had some
and could have more. But she was tired of him laying around on the couch and just hanging out with the kids, and he really didn't want to do more. She said he had really begun to enjoy being lazy.
This is what he said.
I just feel like eating and going to bed.
Well, Jay, of course, has been in touch with Adam, and they are desperately trying to make the right calls for him and help the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids, and Jay likes being lazy with the kids, so they're going to bat for him and going to bat hard. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line, they get divorced too, unfortunately. By the way, all discussion of Jay Cutler was parody. I don't know that Adam is representing him, and they would never reveal that to me because of the lawyer version of HIPAA laws, whatever that is. Is there a lawyer version of HIPAA laws? Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's privileged.
Confidentiality.
Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-2326 or 356-ADAM.
All right, I think I found the correct version of Dr. Phil.
Okay.
For some reason, it only had like 45 minutes. 45. It's like Jackson hit record on it.
I was fine with Norma, but these people do.
45 minutes.
Dr. Phil's really streaky. He sometimes goes weeks doing boring shows, and then it's like you hit the jackpot. Crazy people. It's like Cash Me Outside, into this, into that.
So, by the way, he prefaces this by saying how he loves being confined at home with his wife and they're having a great time. And he shows his slideshow pictures.
Dr. Phil does?
Which I think look like a really boring time. Yeah, they're playing stupid games together.
I wish you weren't a liar.
The divorce process before self-isolation began. What if you're stuck living with your ex or a toxic roommate?
Yeah, we get it.
And you or they can't leave until restrictions are lifted. Now, Diane and Ron's divorce was finalized on March 31st.
Oh, they look so happy there.
Couldn't they have been separated before they got divorced?
Maybe they couldn't afford it.
Ron didn't, oh, that's
that happens
true.
To a lot of people.
I've known people who've moved since this all began, this COVID thing. So I think one of them can get out of there.
Yeah, doesn't he have a buddy's couch you can crash on?
And they say they've been self-isolating under the same roof and even sleeping in the same bed.
What?
They say they
no,
are
each
other
the same bed
constantly, and things
you know, they,
are
you know, they
so
bone too,
that the
right?
Police were even called to the house just a few days ago.
I don't know.
Why? Well, Ron says Diane refused to pay her half of the grocery bill.
So they called the cops.
Yeah, that's what I said. They called the police over a grocery bill. Their list of complaints about each other go on and on.
I'm living with a manipulator, a narcissistic person. He verbally abuses me. I'm trapped in my own home, and we have been fighting every single day.
As she describes him, too, there's these pictures of him on the screen. He's just smiling. Like, yep, I'm manipulative. I'm a narcissist.
Since this coronavirus started, he works in the medical field. He comes home, and he doesn't take off his clothes. He doesn't take off his shoes. I'm sick. I have asthma, I have respiratory problems, an autoimmune disease, and I'm trapped with a manipulator. I am worried.
She's compromised, and he doesn't care!
He's in the medical field, too.
Do you think she's exaggerating any of those claims?
I want to see more.
Ron's
yeah, because he keeps popping in, the husband pops in.
I despise you.
She's still sleeping in the same bed with him.
This house is 2,600 square feet. Ooh. He never did a thing in this house. He expects me to clean. Look at this. He has never dusted in this room once. He's never cleaned any of these rooms. I hung all his clothes. I did all his laundry up until a week ago. Now we're approaching the dining room and living room area. And then he has his man cave. Nice. And for 15 years, I've done nothing but clean and dust this room. Yeah, try cleaning all these chairs.
Don't do it.
I busted my rump doing these.
Oh.
He's keep-
Wait, leather chairs. How much cleaning is involved in
I don't
cleaning
see
a leather chair?
What looks that intimidating over that? But why should clean the man cave? No, there's no law that she
get
has to clean
the man
cave,
lady.
Get the fuck out.
I hear she gets the entire house.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
And then he has his man cave. And for 15 years, I've done nothing but clean and dust this room. Yeah, try cleaning all these
doesn't
chairs.
Look that hard
I
to clean.
My rump doing these. He's keeping all this furniture, by the way. This furniture over here. Of course, the table of eight. I mean, this is the kitchen that I've been cleaning for 15 years. Ron has never cleaned the floors, cabinets,
she's really
nothing.
Stuck on all this
there
cleaning shit to do.
There is a fish tank that Ron bought me for my birthday
oh,
that he's
nice.
Keeping. That's his backyard. By the way, he's keeping all this
nice
stuff
pool.
That he gave me for a birthday present.
I
need to get out of here.
Okay.
I don't know what to
wait,
do.
Wait, what is he keeping?
I need your help.
He's keeping everything he gave her as a birthday present.
Which would include what?
Everything you just saw, like the kitchen table.
Oh,
look like
angry now.
The jacuzzi, everything. He's keeping no, it all, Drew.
All that stuff, that's community stuff that would be half and half. They would
well, didn't they figure this out
by...
before their divorce was finalized?
The game's
worth all that much either, right?
What's that, Trudy?
And not worth all that much either.
It doesn't look like
well, they do have it. They have a pool with a with that thing over it for the bugs. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Phil, I am desperate.
Now, meanwhile,
wait, can we hear his side of the story?
Either Diane will kill him or he'll have a heart attack and die because things have gotten so bad between the two of them.
Oh, no.
This is probably the most horrible time of my life because I have never had to deal
clean.
With so much tension in one time.
Ugh.
My wife is hanging me out to dry. She's taking me for everything.
She refuses to pay for her own livelihood. She bases this on the fact that she's disabled, but I saw her carry almost 100 boxes out of here in one day. And for a disabled person, that's remarkable.
This is where we start our arguments. I'm usually sitting here and my wife is always over at that desk.
And then I have to cook for you every single day to see you not eat it, and then have the nerve to say,
turn off the water.
I have dinner ready.
I usually run over here and lock it. This is how I escaped to my office.
He's got a lock on the door. That's great.
On the air conditioner every day. And I had to turn it up. She just leaves the doors open with the air conditioner on. She doesn't have any problem with that. She has her own bed, brand new.
And he told me the other day to get the bed that I bought and to bring it in here and to sleep in this room.
And she refuses to use it. She is making us sleep in the same bed. And that is not cool to me. Dr. Phil, what can I do to maintain some kind of a civil atmosphere that both me and my wife can exist
Wait,
in?
Wait, see if a Dr. Phil tattoo? Sure, oh, no, that's just the logo.
Wow. Ron and Diane are both joining me on Zoom.
Oh, so great.
Thank Pause for a second.
For in the
here.
Same room, yeah.
Who's on Team Ron? Who's on Team Diane?
Ron all day long.
Yeah, I say Ron, too.
Ron, yeah.
Team Ron.
I mean, really, all she had to do was clean.
See, not only that, why will she not sleep in the other bed?
Yeah, that's a good
the
point.
The fuck?
What's going on?
I think
you having your period?
I think she wants to complain. I think she likes to complain. The business of him not eating the dinner she makes and then saying he ate dinner already? What? Really? I mean, if that happened once,
stop making
then
him dinner.
You would stop making him dinner.
Yeah.
Forever.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
I mean, I only heard her yelling, not him, in that tape.
Yeah, he seemed like he just wanted to be away from it.
Yeah, he locked himself in the room.
Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
Thank you, Dr. That's Phil.
The Thank right you. Thing to do.
I noticed that you're sitting right next to each other. Is that difficult for you guys, or are you able to be civil
Slow down.
At times?
Well, right now I have my angel with me. She's a quartz crystal.
Looks like a dildo.
I call her Ariel, and she's protecting me right now.
Oh boy.
Underneath it said, she uses crystals to avoid Ron's negative energy.
And you feel like you need protection?
Of course.
Well, Ron was actually saying that
that
he
didn't
feels
help
like
the case.
What are you, a fucking expert?
Either going to kill him or cause him to have a heart attack. So
maybe spiritually.
Do you both feel like you need protection from the other?
Yes, at times I feel that I do. I mostly hang out in my office and try to stay away from her because anytime I'm around her, it's very uncomfortable to me.
Then leave him alone.
He wants to be in his office anyway.
This house for 15 years?
14 years in May.
Okay.
July, I'm sorry.
She shows us to be right, doesn't
That's
she?
That's a nice place.
Diane, you could move out, but you're saying you're not going anywhere until you receive...
You're not ragging it, are you?
After May 26th, right?
In a way, yeah. I can't move out because of the coronavirus, number one. But outside of the coronavirus, no, I can't move out because I don't have any money to move out.
Oh,
come on,
so
house sucks.
Tell me, what is it that you're going at each other about
divorce,
so
then?
Much right now? I mean, if you know that this is over and you know that you're moving on and headed on different paths for the rest of your lives, what's the big tension right now? Why are you
Slow
not
down,
just saying,
Phil,
hey,
Jesus.
What difference does it make? I got to go through this for
the
6 weeks or
Get
5 weeks
Nielsen
or whatever
too.
It is, and then I'm gone. So what is it you're fighting about?
It's about several big things. Number one, the main thing that I am concerned about is that she's not clear on the 50-50 split of things. And she's been boxing things up while I'm out working. So I have no idea what she's putting in boxes. And I tell her that I want to know what those things are. And the problem that I also have is that she thinks that the money that she has made over time while we're married is her money. So she wants to split things up based on that. And I tell her that's not the law.
Wait, so she made more than him?
That I don't know. Ron could take whatever he wanted out of the boxes.
Just so I
that's
know,
convenient.
What's the problem? Why are you two splitting up to begin with?
Because Ron is a troublemaker. He lies. He believes his own lies.
one of their phones going off during the
And I just can't take it anymore. I have PTSD, Dr. Phil. I have severe PTSD.
Oh, were you in were you in Okinawa during World War II?
To me,
I think Ron's laughing.
PTSD, and all of a sudden he's over my shoulder and he's slapping a 10 envelopes in his hand and bangs it on his other hand. And has me jump 5 feet.
Did you see the face Ron made? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, what? Wow. I'm sorry. What was the offense?
She has PTSD and he would walk up behind her and do something like, he'd just go.
He would startle her?
What's the point of him doing that, first of all?
I don't know. Test her PTSD.
Some fun.
Was that Trudy?
He has to have some fun.
I can't believe...
I'm a traitor. I won't... Yeah.
For all the horrific things he's done that would lead them to be on the Dr. Phil show, that would be one of the things you would mention first, that he slaps envelopes against his hand?
I'm leaning even harder towards Ron's side now. Anybody else?
I'm very much on Team Ron.
She's not presenting anything.
I would like to be the captain of Team Ron. So strongly I feel. But I want to hear more.
I called the police the other day. It was because we were arguing. She thinks I owe her $200,000, which is a lie. She thinks the money that was in her bank account is her money, and that it doesn't count as far as the marital settlement goes, and that's not true.
He has taken all my checks. It amounted to 200 grand in the time we've been married. I don't know where that money went.
Well, I called the police to make sure that I was in my rights for several things, and one of them was that, plus taking of everything out of the house, not really considering that it's 50-50.
When the police came here yesterday, they told Ron he could go through my boxes and get whatever he wants out of it.
Hot.
Now she's taking them out of the house, so I have no way of getting them back.
This is the room I have all the boxes in.
Stupid bitch!
There's about 100 boxes packed in here. I will go through holy hell before he takes anything of mine.
What's in the fucking box?
That's a nice attitude.
People are trying just about anything to cut the tension in their homes, and couples around the world are discovering new triggers, new stressors in their relationships as they are confined with each other.
Nice attitude.
Day, 7 days a week for weeks on end. Now, why don't
you
just
stay in his office and she stays in another place? They just don't.
They don't sleep together.
Because Ron wants to go through those boxes, man. He wants to take back all the gifts that he bought her.
What a stupid present.
For the next few months. And guys, we were just talking about the fact that the police were called over a grocery bill. Somebody needs to explain this to me because I'm wondering if things are just losing all proportionality.
Who do you think's going to explain it?
I think she will.
Well, he called the cops, though.
I think she'll get the first word.
Reality here. What are we calling the cops over a grocery bill for?
It really wasn't over a grocery bill. Actually, when I called the police up, I asked the person on the phone. I was looking for some guidance as to what my rights were. And so they asked me some questions and they would determine that it would be best for sheriff's officers to actually come out to the scene, assess the situation, and then provide the right advice to me.
So smart. He's going to get so much puss.
Or exploring.
Well, there's three arguments that were going on. One of them was about her. That I owed her $200,000 over and beyond the $275,000.
I never said that.
So this was an ongoing, everyday yelling at me that I owed her this money. And I tried to explain to her that the money was for living. You know, we had a joint checking account, and she was putting money from her job into the same account that I was putting money from my job into. And then we were using that money to pay our bills.
That's how a joint account works,
and
my
you
man.
You thought a street cop was
follow
going to
the money.
$100,000 dispute in a divorce.
Just take your car and get out of here.
I felt that she was harassing me over that.
See, this is what I have to go through every day.
Yeah, she's wrong.
He
and she
wanted
won't shut
to
up
go point. Through my belongings, and he wanted to know if he had the right to do that. because I already had them packed.
Nice attitude.
He wanted a certain Christmas village, if you really want to know.
Oh. I wasn't interested in a Christmas village. I was interested in my property that went in those boxes.
What a stupid present.
Because I was never here during the time she was packing those boxes.
You know,
Dr.
what?
Dr. Phil, could you settled. Please tell her to stop packing boxes when he's not there?
Don't start sense? Fighting with me.
Adults. And I'm looking here, and according to Diane, you say that you guys are fighting daily, starting sometimes in the morning.
Why don't you kiss
that
me?
That there's name calling, that he's calling you stupid and idiot, and that
you stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
Never has anything nice to say, that he screams and corners me, that he starts fights
you.
Every
time. You're a failure as a person!
That's what you say is going on.
That is the absolute God-honest truth.
Not at all.
And Ron, you say that simple conversations turn into Diane screaming
sometimes
bloody
you
murder.
Sometimes you got to remind the hen who the rooster is.
Diane doesn't hear my point of view. It's a one-way street. If I don't smile, she'll raise her voice, and I'm walking away before any resolution.
He's sarcastic. He's a narcissistic. He's a narcissistic.
Well, I was asking Ron to respond if I'm reading accurately what Ron's saying.
I believe totally in what you just said. I have no control over her.
I hate you.
Why are y'all sleeping in the same bed?
Finally,
you've got this much hostility in your divorce.
My ex-wife
why are
is
you
destroying my name.
Bed? I actually bought a brand new bed that she was going to take with her when she moved out, but it's still in a box in the garage.
Oh.
And we have a bedroom that she could be putting that into, but she refuses to do that, and I don't know why.
He doesn't know why? Because
he set it up.
What's that, Trudy? Couldn't he set it up?
He doesn't know how to set it up.
No, he's too busy going through boxes.
Plus, you could hear the air conditioner in that room. No. And my bed.
Back it up. I want to hear what she said.
Is that far enough?
Well, I just want to hear her answer.
I don't know why.
Oh, he doesn't know why?
Because... No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Sleeping in the same bed.
She actually bought a brand new bed that she was going to take with her when she moved out, but it's still in a box in the garage. And we have a bedroom that she could be putting that into, but she refuses to do that. And I don't know why.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, he doesn't know why? Because the floor is ripped up and he wants me to sleep in a room like that. And plus, you could hear the air conditioner in that room. And my bed... You know,
plus
it's better to sleep.
It's real simple. Then he can sleep in that room. Yeah. Since he's so determined, he can hear the roar of the air conditioner. Isn't that easy?
Yeah. But nobody
will they will even get there? Let's see.
Tell her to tuck you in bed.
I've got a question for both of you that I wonder
if nice analysis,
really
Dr. Phil. I just solved it.
He's not a doctor.
I think it is critical to what happens over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm going to ask you that after the break. Ron says that having civilized conversations with his ex, Diane, is just impossible. Plus, is there such a thing as finding fair when living and confined with your ex? I don't know if that's possible with these two, but as I say, I've got a question. I cannot wait to ask these two. We'll be right back.
Why don't you ask them already? God, he's the worst.
What a ridiculous tease. When you talk that slow, there's no time for a tease.
I can't believe the show's an hour long.
Just say, something wild's coming up.
You won't believe.
I don't even know what he just said.
No one knows.
All aspects of relationship.
He zoomed out before he got to the end of the sentence.
We're fighting even before self-isolation began. But now that they're officially divorced, as of 2 weeks ago, the anger and resentment...
sounds like we both got pussy problems.
over with, it's actually ramping up, and they're living
all right,
together...
All right, Phil, ask the question!
Christ, Phil, I'm speeding up.
Let's go, McGraw!
The first is... do you two really intend to split up?
Yes.
What a dumb question.
She's totally insane.
He is a manipulator. He's manipulated.
No, that's not the question, dope.
You don't understand. When I told him I was going to divorce
him, he's a narcissistic.
He turned around and said, oh, I was going to divorce you 6 years ago.
That's cool. Not what I said.
That's exactly what he said. Oh. And I said, what?
Nice
comeback!
If you're going to split up, listen, I've been doing this for 45 years. That's a long time. That's a lot of couples. This ain't my first rodeo. And when I talk to people that have this much emotional investment in each other, this much unfinished emotional business with each other, then there's an awful lot of energy here. Why are you investing this much energy, emotion, pain, everything into this relationship if it's all in your rearview mirror?
Exactly.
That's what asked him that, because, you know,
Phil's ready to divorce her too.
Why are you calling the police of all people when this should have been settled between our attorneys?
Well,
you know,
we actually have a tape here.
Oh,
and
great.
Ron claims that Diane is the one that escalates arguments, but as I've said, one log won't burn. It takes two people. So let's just listen to this tape,
idiot.
And then you guys tell me how this makes sense. Just listen.
I've had one log burn.
I'm not pushing you to get room done.
What are you pushing me to do? What about the car?
I've been asking you to take care of the car since the problem happened.
It's not a normal trunk.
I hate you!
I told you. Get off the about fixing your car.
It's all right. I will take care of it.
What the is wrong with your brain?
What's wrong with your goddamn brain?
Just like everything else I have to do.
Do you see the way you treat me? You're abusing me.
How am I abusing you?
Do you hear on the lunch?
It's not true. It's bullshit. It pays for everything we do here, and it's thousands of dollars a month.
Just because you pay the bills doesn't mean you love me.
I don't love
you.
So shut the fuck up.
You're a bona fide liar, and I hope you die.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
I'm done with him. Should we go to cops?
Looks to me like he kind of mellowed out for the Dr. Phil show, knowing that she couldn't, and it made him look like he was real easygoing, but he's a fucking dick.
I think he mellows out when he knows he's being recorded. It really sounded like she recorded it.
But. You're still on his team then?
I think I'm still team Ron.
Yes. Are you turning in your C?
Yeah, I might be turning in my... I think I might like to be assistant captain now.
I'm just going to speed through and see if there's any more taped pieces of Ron going ape shit.
I got to believe it's some good tape of her. Just
guessing. That was pretty good. Oh, here's other crystals.
Oh, boy.
I forgot about this. All right.
Oh, idiot.
Well, she's got to get rid of Ron's shitty attitude, man.
Wait, here's one that I found. This isn't even from Dr.
Phil.
This one's not even from Dr. Phil, but this really shows just how crazy Ron can get. I don't know, something about Maccabees.
Wow, he's one angry guy, man. Damn.
I am into crystals and beads. This is my meditation station. This is where I do everything. All these
and
crystals
it's half
have different meanings. These are angel rocks. Some of these are for money. Here's my little Buddha that I wish for things. I also have a crystal under here. It's to cut the cord between.
How did he pretend he was interested in this by the way, when she talked about it?
She's not a Christian!
She was cleaning his man cave. He wasn't paying attention.
This tool is
he ought to be up for an Oscar if he was able to do that.
Into your spirituality world. This is my rock to remind me to be happy, to dance and sing. Here's my lucky elephants to help me get out of here. And hopefully today I'll win Publishers Clearinghouse $10 million.
She's tampering in dog sad and stuff.
Go to the flower store, get a bunch of flowers, and you take them to your husband, and you say, I'm sorry.
Who seems to set
yes,
you off.
Yes!
Who seems to be like throwing gas on a fire to someone you can't even have a civil conversation with. About lunch.
Phil, I'm done with Phil.
Make him a meal and a card and say, hey, I'm sorry about my thighs, but this is as good as it gets.
Now that's that is sound advice.
You know, why don't you get a flowery dress, put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
Now that is good advice. Actually, here's some legitimate advice from Roger Brush.
Why don't you just rope off an area of your house and stay there?
All right, oh Cops.
God. Yeah, sure, any Cops.
Particular part.
It's are there 8 shows on Cops or 7? I think there's 8 on there.
There it is. Yeah, 8.
It's the second, not this one, but the one before it.
Burning Rubber?
Yeah. Okay, go into the first one and get about halfway through the chase. They're going to pull him over for they want to pull him over for rolling a stop sign, I think. And he just bolts.
Here?
Yeah, before they get pulled, just like maybe 30 seconds before they get pulled, before they actually end up.
Positive contact on the sticks.
This is a long chase,
still
too.
Still making furtive movements in the front seat.
And pause for a second. Yep. You're going to be really surprised about who it is.
Oh, is it a woman?
It's a dude.
Is it a 5-year-old?
The thing that surprised me, I think, was that the dude, I mean, he looks kind of together. He almost looks like Justin Timberlake a little bit.
Oh.
And none of that. For a guy who's just been chased by the cops for 5 minutes, he's got a pretty hot chick.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She likes some bad boys.
They split off.
Could be.
I'm going to go try for a pit here shortly. Pit was unsuccessful. I'll try again.
They tried to bump him.
Yeah, pit maneuver.
Oh, now they did bump him. And he's done.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
He's already pulled over! He can't pull over any farther!
And they're cuffing him. He's on the ground. Look at her! Look how cute she is. You'll see.
I didn't get a good shot of her.
Well, I'm not saying she's a 10.
She sounds hot.
She's a cop's 10.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
She didn't have anything to do.
Okay, that's fine. But you know how much risk you put her in?
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Why'd you run?
I ran because I have a warrant.
But are you gonna risk the public? You're gonna risk yourself? You're gonna risk all the officers that was involved? I mean, you're driving like a crazy man, bro.
I didn't mean to put her in jeopardy. Will you tell her I'm sorry?
But you
why were they pulling him over?
He rolled a stop sign, I think.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He had a headlight out or something.
He said that, yeah. He doesn't look messed up, though, does he?
Not really, no.
Huh.
Do you like the JT...
I think it's a very, very
good. It's like Timberlakean. Yeah. But I love how he's so sorry to her. He's not apologizing to the cops or all the people he could have hit, but he's so upset about her. And it turns out she's the one with the fucking warrant.
She was?
Yeah, she's the one with the warrant.
He was like, what are you going to do, arrest me?
I think she's too hot for him, so he's out of his mind.
Right? Why didn't you just suck it up like a man, go to jail on your warrant? When were you tossed out of the car?
I tossed out a...
You tossed a couple things out.
I was trying to think, did they find it yet?
I don't know. I was scared because I had been tailgated.
You've been tailgated by cops.
Fell out of your hand?
I was holding a torch, but I have a briefcase in the trunk. It's a silver briefcase. That's the only possessions I have. Can I please have that checked in with me?
No, that's not going to go to jail.
Yeah, we'll have the bellboy take care of that.
He wants a brief. That's going to jail.
No,
with
I mean,
his briefcase?
If you want the police to go through the briefcase, you just insured
it. I know.
Yeah. Nice job, buddy.
Because you know the only thing on his mind is that fucking briefcase. Yeah, that's the only thing he cares about.
No, there's something in that briefcase that he desperately cannot let go of.
And it's one of those silver metal briefcases. You know there's nothing good in there. And I'm going to guess a couple scales.
But the idea is,
some other paraphernalia.
I'd like that checked in with me. You know, like, what are you talking about? Checked in? What the fuck?
All right, sit tight, man. I'm going to talk to your partner.
Can I please have my
briefcase? We'll talk about it here in a minute, okay?
You're going to tell his partner, get us into this briefcase.
Okay, here's the woman.
Okay. Stephanie, who is Matt to you?
My boyfriend.
It's your boyfriend? Okay. Did you know that the police was behind you guys?
Once the lights came on.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, you're under arrest, okay? You got a felony warrant, all right?
Stop.
I can't hear you. What? You gotta speak up so I can hear you.
She drove him not to stop.
Huh?
I don't have any.
You don't have anything to say? No? Okay. All right, hang tight, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
During the pursuit,
just look at your boyfriend and say, you and I both know this is weird. Close your eyes and do it and get it over with it and hope for the best.
She's pretty cute, isn't she?
Here's the deal, man. Okay,
oh,
so
crackpipe.
She's under arrest because she has a felony warrant. You don't have any warrants. You just have a driving under suspended license, first degree. Okay, so you're under arrest for that and felony lewd and attempt assault on a police officer. Okay.
Attempted assault.
Yes. When I try to pit your car, you purposely swerved into my car.
Right here.
You didn't hit me.
On the freeway. Right
no, on Tule Lake.
He doesn't even remember.
East of Pacific Avenue. Before you went on to A Street to 129th, okay? So.
No, I was just trying to escape.
I understand you're trying to escape, but when I came up next to you, you swerved your car right into me.
Hey, you can do anything when you're trying to escape. That's not a separate charge. What are you talking about?
Because you threw out the pipe when you came out of the car. All right? All right, bud.
What about the briefcase?
They're so going to break up, aren't they?
He so wants to ask about the briefcase again.
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Little marking on the push bar. Obviously, my car is used a lot in pits, so.
Well done.
Yeah.
Looks good. Nice work.
Right.
All right.
They don't go back to her, though, man?
No, the next one
I want to see more of her.
I love how you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
She was pretty smart, though. The felony was hers. He fucking drove away from the cops because she was going, drive away, I got a felony warrant.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. She wasn't even the driver.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Now, this guy, okay, go back. Before he gets pulled over, because I believe they have to chase him, too. This guy, first of all, when they get to the window, he's got the music cranked, which is dumb.
It's a good tune. He wanted to hear the end of it.
He's got a cigarette in his hand, and he, I don't know, just tell me you don't immediately know this guy's guilty. Immediately.
Of what?
Every piece of narcotic and every firearm I get off the street is going to make the community I serve a little safer. We're going to stop this four-door sedan.
Oh, he didn't run.
Failed to stop in proper place. Went too far past the stop sign.
23-12-60, sir.
How you doing? Can you turn the radio down for me? Deputy Ayers with the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office. You know where you're pulled over tonight? One, you have a headlight out. And then when you stopped at the stop sign, you didn't stop at the proper spot. You have a driver's license insurance? You got an ID?
No driver's license, no insurance.
You have insurance.
No.
Yeah, she got
What'd
insurance.
What'd you do? She has insurance. Okay, she is in the back seat wearing this looks like a nighty with this pretty healthy cleavage.
Do you wonder when he said she has insurance, do you think he was thinking like health insurance or do you think he meant
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I didn't know there was someone in the back seat. She's not even sitting next to him. She's in the back seat in some kind of nighty. He's up in the front seat with a cigarette. And, you know, he doesn't have a license. He doesn't have insurance. But, I think she's got insurance. Whoever the fuck she is.
So, basically, in the first two cops so far, the wrong person was driving.
Yes.
What's
and by the way,
going on, officer?
As this goes on, you'll note that she gets dressed. She puts her clothes on.
Oh. She a prostitute?
Well, possible. She's pretty hot, though. Look at her. Got a nice body.
I don't even know the prostitute had insurance.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many questions.
Unless he's the pimp.
He's getting out of the car.
I didn't say you did anything wrong. Just walk up here for me, okay?
But be advised, he does have a criminal member gang hit for Southwest Texas gang.
That's it.
Oh, he's a gang member?
He's still in the gang, bro?
No, sir.
Just turn around for me.
No, sir.
Just take your hat off.
Look how rattled this guy is.
All right. So let me ask you this. You got any drugs or guns in the car?
What?
No, sir.
No? You sure?
Yeah, I apologize.
All right. You mind if I search your car?
Yeah. I do mind.
You do mind?
Yeah. Just her car.
Okay.
It's her car.
It's her car. He defers to her.
All right. Just hang tight right here, okay?
He's just being a gentleman driving her around.
I know. It's her car, right?
Yeah.
All right. You told me.
Yeah.
Question. Any drugs or firearms inside this car? No, you mind if I search this car? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I do not give you consent to search the car.
Okay. Is there a reason why you don't want me to search your car?
Yeah, because there's stuff in the car.
If you have a little bit of drugs in here, we can work with that. I'm more concerned about firearms. Do you want to wait for the K-9 unit to get here? And if we get a positive hit for any kind of narcotics or guns, that's going to give me probable cause to search your car.
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
You're just fucked. You can even put them through more trouble to find what they're going to find anyway, or you can just let them do it. You pause for a second?
She changed her mind. She said okay.
Anybody, what do you think they're going to find in the car?
Drugs. Lots of drugs.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to think of the specifics.
Well,
he's
asking about drugs or weapons.
Weapons. He's in a gang. Oh, boy. I'm going to say both.
Both.
Trudy thinks both.
Alcohol?
I still want to go with drugs just because cops is always drugs and cops is always meth.
Okay.
They don't look methy, though, do they?
Yeah, I don't have the advantage of actually seeing what they look like. Sometimes you can just tell from the meth mouth.
He is so shaken up, and you'll see as this goes on, he so just doesn't want to go to jail. That's all he cares about. I just don't want to go to jail. But it doesn't take a good turn here.
I really want to know what's up with his pinky that's so well bandaged.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, when they pull him over, okay, first of all, he's got one headlight. It's like, why would you be driving with one fucking headlight with this girl who's in her nightie in the back seat? He's got a cigarette in his hand, and his hand is bandaged up like somebody he really fucked somebody up.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Is this the song he was cranking while he's driving?
Probably.
Yes, sir. Put your hands on the hood. I work.
Hey, you keep telling me you work and you do nothing wrong. Give me his hand. Please. Listen. I don't want to go to jail. Nobody wants to go to jail. Sometimes it just happens.
See, like R. Kelly a little bit?
Please don't. Please. I don't want to go to jail.
Maybe a fat R. Kelly.
I'm not. I'm not resisting. Stand right there.
I didn't do it.
A lot of cash.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to search the passenger's
CD.
I want to go back through that. I love seeing the inside of people's trash cars.
Couldn't someone have cleaned this car up a little bit? I mean, there's a lot of trash.
I didn't know it was going to be on TV.
CDs out of the case.
Hasn't done anything wrong.
Maybe if somebody told him that he'd be on there. Oh, he's got a gift card to Walmart.
CDs? Yeah.
Looks like a Michigan football ticket, doesn't it? See that big M? That big maze M? Is that an M?
No, you know what that... You mean this right here?
Yeah.
That is a credit. It's a debit card, and that's the sticker they put on it when it comes to you. That's to activate it.
You're in the cult, bro. You didn't
pull it off and pull it off all the way.
Sure, could clean the screen on his phone.
This is drugs, right?
Yeah, that's yeah.
And that looks like drug remnants on his phone. Yeah, it looks like he chopped them up,
chopping up something on the phone.
That's a 20. He's got $25 in cash. He's got a little pencil. What's that for?
What's the red thing there?
This thing? I don't know. It's got to be like a pen.
No way.
You don't think that's a pen?
It could be. I was thinking it was some kind of paraphernalia. Oh, but let's see.
That's probably
see
what it's used for. Oh, you know what? It is a pen because here's the top part.
Oh, okay. That's why. Already?
Fascinating breakdown.
I'm going to search the passenger side for any kind of narcotics. Shit
in the middle of the seat, too?
Yeah. I bet you that CD's his rap group.
And?
Look at all the garbage.
We have a firearm.
Well, there you go.
Looks like it's in a glove.
He's also got a bottle of booze there too in its package. See it?
Isn't the firearm in like a? It looks like a giant mitten, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a sock. Yeah, it's just a cover.
Within reach of the driver.
We want our guns.
And it's loaded.
He's got important cargo.
One in the chamber.
Whoops.
So we'll go talk with him and see why there's a firearm in the car.
I knew it was going to be hers, or he was going to say it wasn't his. That's all I know.
Car, right? I don't know. That's not my car.
That's not your car. But you were driving.
Brilliant.
Correct. You were driving, right?
I was driving.
I found a handgun in the front seat.
Reluctant to admit
within
that.
Your reach.
Not in my reach because it wasn't under my seat.
No. But you know where it is. Now you know where it is.
So, I asked you if there was any. Handguns or narcotics? And hold on, wait. But now you're saying the gun wasn't under your seat.
You say you found a gun.
I said I found a gun in the front seat.
Okay.
Within your reach, and then you started telling me.
I said where?
You never said where. You started getting defensive and saying it wasn't under my seat. So that leads me to believe that you knew that pistol was under your seat.
It's not my car. I'm looking
for like the cop in that conversation.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
You know, in the state of Texas, it's illegal for you to possess a firearm, correct?
It's not in my position.
It was within your reach, right?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Ms.
I was listening.
If she says that was her gun, then we're going to figure something out. But if she says it wasn't, you're going to be going to jail tonight for unlawful carry of a firearm by a documented gang member.
All right?
The look on his face is he knows he's screwed.
There's a gun in your car.
Not my gun.
Just like I thought was going to be in there, right? I said you either there's a gun or some kind of narcotics in there, correct? Whose gun is it?
Not mine.
It's not yours, so it's your boyfriend's gun?
I didn't know that was a gun in my car.
Is it your boyfriend's gun?
I didn't know that was a gun in my car.
So if it's your car and you didn't put it in there, it's not yours, correct?
No.
So was you in the front seat whenever I turned my red and blue lights on and jump in the back?
No, I was in the back.
Why don't you do that? Okay.
I love how you gotta fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
A warning, because it's not mine. I'm trying to.
Oh, he wants a warning.
Go ahead and put your feet in.
He's trying to live right. Give him a break.
Okay. I want to talk to you, please, sir. Please.
I know what you're gonna say. You want to go home tonight, but that's not possible.
But it's not mine. I have no knowledge of that.
Nice attitude.
It was within your reach, okay?
How is it within my reach? I don't know nothing about it.
You can't reach with your arms.
You can take the gun. I don't care about it. It's not
I'm taking the gun.
I don't care about it. I just want to go home.
Put your feet inside.
I'll walk home, man. I'll walk, man.
You can even keep the gun. Just don't send me to jail.
I am not having a good day.
All right. Now, the third one, I think, is a pretty good one, too. I just can't remember. Maybe it's a
car you guys
chase.
See me win that conversation?
But I thought this was a stellar Cops episode.
Good Cops, yeah. I think it translates well.
Hope you guys are enjoying it. Trudy looks
I
a
love
little,
Cops. Little I love the... Yeah, trying to find out exactly what happened and what will happen next.
Trudy, are you dreamweaving, Cops?
No. Hey. I'm tired, but I was listening. I loved his bargaining. He was just trying to buy. I'll walk home. You can have the gun.
I know.
Not my car. And none of it worked.
I'm surprised he didn't run.
A for effort.
I know. Yeah. He was really wigged out. He didn't seem like a gang member at all to me.
No. Well, he's trying to live right, man.
True.
Well, take him at his word.
I think this is a chase.
Is this in New Orleans? Where is this?
I don't
remember. It's a boring chase.
Yeah, the chase, if you just jump in about here, I think it's okay.
Oh, they're out of the car. They're on foot. Chasing on foot now.
He's going to loop around to third. I'm on foot now. He's going to burn me on his bike.
He was on a bicycle.
Yeah, you're right with him right there.
How he gets caught by a cop when he's on a bicycle? What the fuck?
What kind of bike do you have?
All right, so
why are you breathing so hard?
The Burnside Bridge off of NATO. We're going to be heading over there. It sounds like he might have crashed his bike.
What?
Going to be
we got like 3 feet of air that time.
Bound of skin to knee.
Did you run because you don't have a warrant?
I ran because I think I have a warrant.
I think I might have a warrant.
Get off those sweet jumps.
Nobody doesn't have a warrant.
If you think you might have a warrant, I think it's a safe bet that you do, right?
Oh, yeah. He knows he has one.
Surprised you're not more tired, dude. I'm exhausted.
Why are you breathing so hard?
You got anything hitting on you? Got another pair of pants on or anything? No. Is this your bike?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Why'd you drive a girl's bike?
I bought it.
From who? That's not a girl's bike.
I don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
What?
Sharks.
I purchased it several months ago. I've been arrested with it before. Yeah, I got it out of my property.
All right.
This last time I got arrested.
Okay. Is there anything in the backpack?
Did I say bye to my girlfriend?
Is there anything in your backpack?
I said goodbye to my girlfriend.
Girlfriend episode, man.
Seems like it.
Okay, if I make sure that you don't.
Otherwise,
we're
just handing
off
drugs to somebody else on the street.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How old
is
this kid?
Young, doesn't he?
Very.
Well, is there anything in there that she can't have?
No.
Huh?
No, there's not.
Okay, so it's okay if I look and make sure?
No.
Listen to this conversation.
So that I feel better? We can't just hand her stuff with guns, drugs, stuff like that. That's all it is.
I'm 100% positive there's nothing in there that she...
I don't know that, though.
Yeah, then you don't mind if I look.
I don't know that. You know what? Does the bike go to her?
Yeah, because...
That's fine. First off, I got to check and make sure it's not stolen, then I can give it to her. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. Same with the backpack. Same with the backpack, okay?
I just need to make sure there's no guns and stuff in there, dude. That's it.
There's no guns in there.
Okay. So it's okay if I look and make sure there's nothing like that in there? If you think you have, like, pipes and stuff, I'm not worried about that, dude. I'm seriously not worried about that. Okay?
Yeah, there's no pipes in there.
Okay. So it's okay that I look.
That gun, can they arrest you for it if they find it?
Yeah, I think again.
For me to feel better, I need to be able to look and see and make sure that I'm not getting.
Sure, you're right. He should be. Yeah, look in the bag. There's nothing in there, man. Go for it. Knock yourself out.
Do you just have guns out here on the street?
No way.
No. Okay. Then, do you want your girlfriend here while I'm looking through it?
Can I talk to my girlfriend really quick? She's right there in the big dress.
I'll talk to my girlfriend really quick. It's like Napoleon.
Okay. He wants to release his property to you. Who is he to you?
That's my boyfriend.
Who is he?
My boyfriend?
Yeah, who is it?
Can I try it really quick?
Huh?
Acid.
You know his actual name?
She's so on something.
She is wired.
All right, so we'll give you Acid's property. Okay. Just a plastic gun. Just an airsoft gun. He kind of painted black. Nothing really else of interest in the backpack, though, so...
He could have mentioned the plastic gun.
I don't know, too. His girlfriend.
He didn't know it was in there, Drew.
So what about the bike?
He wants her to have it.
Okay. But he wants to say goodbye to her, so we'll let him do that.
Okay. You want to say goodbye?
Look, it's a little smooch.
Nice. Hot.
Would you do that?
What a babe.
So initially, just saw him walking his bike, but...
He doesn't get into the kiss at
exactly
all,
like
either.
His brother, Brennan. So I remembered it was Desmond. All the property's going to her. Except for...
She's pretty cute for that little weasel.
His personal stuff.
For a tweaker, too.
All right, I love you.
I tell you, these little criminals do pretty well with the ladies.
You like what you see, huh?
And then, you had that warrant out of Clackamas County for meth. And,
meth warrant.
That was really about it.
Oops.
Next time, tell you to stop. It's better if you just stop, you know. I get that you're trying to stay out here with Sarita and stuff, but it's smarter to just get it taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, wish you the best of luck. If you see Brennan, say Officer Green says hi, all right?
So smart. He's going to get so much puss.
That was a strong
was. Episode. I know. I got like 4 other episodes to watch. I'm so pumped.
I can't wait to see these other Dr. Phils.
Oh, I'm excited about that, too. Like Norma?
Yeah.
Norma sounds like it's going to be great. One of my favorite shows on ID is Web of Lies.
Yeah, people getting catfished. And stuff.
Yeah, it's always something to do with the web. And I swear, I feel like the web, it's... I don't want to say it's going to be the end of us, but it's just,
it's wonderful.
So much horrific stuff happening on
great.
The web.
Internet's great. Oh, God. Love it. It's fantastic. Nothing bad happens.
So I wanted to mention a couple rock and roll things. One, Let It Be is 50 years old.
Hoo-ah! Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, too.
What'd you get it for its birthday?
I haven't got anything yet, but... Oh. Let's see.
You're overtired.
What a stupid present.
I remember buying the album.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That's bizarre.
I was only 10 years old, but my older brothers and sisters were into music, and so I got into music. So I had a lot of 45s, and occasionally I'd spring for an album like Let It Be.
I always think that's so weird that, and not weird that the Beatles are your favorite band, because... There are a lot of people's favorite bands, but just growing up, how early into them you were at age 10?
Yeah, well, it's one of those sort of you had to be there things. They were so big.
No, I know.
Just so enveloping.
Sure, they were a little bit before your time, but not really.
A little bit. Yeah, they were. And the funny thing is I remember buying it at Porter's Electric in downtown Winnetka, which was like this... Like, I took my turntable to get fixed once... And like 4 months later, I got it back, and it was still broken. And I took it back, and it was there for a couple more months, and then I think they fixed it. But they were just tinkers. They didn't know what they were doing. I mean, they were just, I don't know, just like old people. I was like, these geezers, they don't know anything about rock and roll. And I remembered, this is weird, the McCartney album came out around the same time, and I think I asked the guy, like, are you going to do the McCartney album? And this guy was like, that's a Beatles album just came out. There's no way he couldn't make another album that fast.
Yeah, well, joke's on him.
Wrong. No, they didn't know anything about music. They didn't know anything about anything. I don't know how they sold anything, to be honest.
Where'd you get the money? Where'd you get the money to buy it?
My paper out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Triple Threat Trio all had paper out, so we were all loaded for our age.
Did they buy the album too? Did you guys all go together? Or are they not into the Beatles?
You know what's amazing? Alec, who had an older brother and an older sister and an older, older brother, who are all the same ages as my older brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. which is weird. They were so into music that Alec bought the bootleg version of Let It Be before Let It Be came out.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, it came so out, jealous.
It came out like
from
a
Napster?
White, I know, I was jealous. And I remember
LimeWire.
Alec
LimeWire.
Wrote, it came out like the White Album. It was just white. And Alec wrote the song titles on one side and the length of the songs and everything.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And it was the bootleg version. It was all the songs, but I think it was supposed to be called Get Back.
So was there a lot? Was there any argument about this can't be on a real song? Or, I mean, was there no doubt?
No. It was absolutely... virtually the same songs. I think there were some extra songs on there. Like Don't Let Me Down was on there. I don't think that was on the actual album. It was just on the Let It Be Naked version. Which, how could you leave it, Don't Let Me Down, off?
I don't know. You were such a Beatles fan.
I'm waiting for Homer.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Yeah. I told you. I find them boring.
Oh, there it is. But that's not all. There's a big to-do between Soundgarden and Vicky Cornell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's a nightmare, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
And I couldn't feel worse for someone who goes through what she had to go through, obviously with Chris committing suicide, which she said he didn't commit suicide, and I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she just thinks that
someone killed him, I don't know.
I never really knew what she thought, but there was all this questioning the police did something wrong or
she came here and they did an investigation of the investigation.
Yeah.
Which was entirely unnecessary. He hung himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible. And I certainly understand why she would want to know if there's any chance that he didn't. The thing, it's kind of weird how these things stick with you, but the thing that I always remember about this was that he could control the lights in his house from his phone, and he was blinking the lights in the house.
I can do that. You want me to do that to Julie right now?
Yeah, do it.
Well, there's really only two lights.
But he blinked the lights in the house before he killed himself. Like
I can
minutes.
Open up the garage door.
I can do that too.
I can turn my curling iron on.
Ooh!
Shad, do you really want me to blink the lights? I'll blink the lights.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. In the family room, let's see.
I hope she doesn't think you're about to kill yourself.
No.
The thing that I'm mad about is that she is causing the repression of seven Soundgarden songs.
Yeah.
They insist that they are Soundgarden songs. She insists that they're just Chris Cornell songs. And so she doesn't want them to have them, thereby depriving us of them.
It is so Courtney Love almost times two.
Yeah.
I mean, how horrible is that? Why do you think he recorded seven vocals with the band? He's going to make a new music.
I just realized they're probably upstairs, so they didn't see all the lights blinking.
Well, I think Julie will text
Yoko
pretty soon.
All the prophets.
I just realized, by the way, you can't kill yourself because Julie would be too mad at you.
What? What do you mean? Would she, though?
I don't think she'd let that go. So,
sure?
I don't think so. Vicky Cornell
happy.
Eventually accedes that, well, I guess you guys should be the ones to use Chris's vocals, which are Chris's vocals and not property of Soundgarden. So she had to agree, well, or at least agree not to sue, to let them go forward with the vocal tracks that he had made. She then made demands about who produced this.
Which why? Is there a connection?
How
does she know the producer or something?
No, she wanted to be someone Chris would like, and she had some people in mind.
But wouldn't they know?
Yeah, of course they would.
Chris would like?
No, I know. It's just... It's all really right. distressing when you read about it.
I hate ragging on her, but come on, man.
You can feel the frustration of Soundgarden as they try to move forward. And then she's filed suit against them, I think relating to the making of those seven songs.
Yeah.
So they just countersued. And this
that's going to be fun.
Is so ugly.
That's not what Chris would have wanted.
No, Chris would not have wanted it.
He's going to make the rest of the band off themselves.
So, Vicky wanted to do this event, this celebration of Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And she wanted Soundgarden to play at it. And she wanted Soundgarden to play at it for charity.
Yeah.
And the band agreed to work for free at the tribute concert, which was the 16th of January 2019.
It was great.
It was great. It was really good. I agree. It was totally great. And they were a big part of it.
Mm. Good time to rewatch it, by the way.
Yeah.
Is there a good recording of it? Like, have they released
it? I don't think they have, Mark, but there were some great individual performances. Yeah. I remember well.
Well, I remember we played some of them back. I just didn't know if they ever professionally released it.
Yeah, we only saw cell phone videos of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the band says that they've not been able to identify the recipients of the revenue from this charity concert. Hmm. And that she misrepresented the concert's intent, and they were led to believe that the revenue was all intended for charity and not for personal use.
Sure.
It is their belief that...
I mean, isn't that what a charity...
Sometimes people say a portion of the proceeds, and it's a big bullshit thing where they give 5% of the money and other 95%. I mean, that happens so often. People would be so distressed if they knew. In fact, when people say part of the proceeds, I think they should have to say the percentage.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And nobody holds people's feet to the fire on these things either.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when they listed that whole, it was like 2 pages of the Free Press. Of all those LLC charities, and you look them up, and how much money got to a recipient, and it was just galling. So many of them.
We will donate every penny of our profits to charity.
Keeping only enough money to cover changing our lives in a major way.
And there were so many charities, and I know that it was intended that they would raise a lot of money. But then you find out that, there's all these people running them who are paid and who are paid well. And there was one specifically that was, I think it was honestly like 2 events a year. And not that, you know, those things take time. It's work putting something together, golf outing or, you know, whatever it might be, like Killer Cares.
Yeah.
By the way, no one makes any money off that. No one makes a cent.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No one is paid. And those guys have worked hard on that.
Oh, but, you mean the charity makes all the money, gets all of it.
Yeah, Killer Cares.
They give it out. Yeah.
No, Matt doesn't get paid. None of those. There's a board.
I guess.
None of them get a dime.
It's weird to think there's a board, but.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of money.
That big.
That thing is raised. I think it's around $750,000.
Incredible.
Something like that. So anyway, as far as, I just want to mention the one charity here that had a couple of events here, and I'm not going to name it, but in the Free Press sort of reveal thing, you know, it would show where the money went, as in this much got to charity, they had to pay this, and you know, a lot of times it just smelled so bad when you looked at the big numbers that didn't get to charity. But in this one, which was a couple events a year, the person running it had a salary of $85,000.
Oh, boy.
It's like, wait a second, 2 events a year, I don't think an event planner would charge nearly that much.
Well, isn't another terrible example of that, like the bowl game committees? Because they're technically non-profit and give money to charity, but then you find out, like, the guy running the Fiesta Bowl, for example, makes like 400 grand, and all they have is maybe one or two games.
No, it's
under
that's
their,
such bullshit. That's sick.
No,
but that's what keeps people, some people, it keeps them in money.
Yeah.
So.
Just like athletic departments are nonprofits.
It was supposed to be another, sorry, Mark. Another of these on the 29th of this month. They had to postpone, of course, because of coronavirus. But she was going to do another benefit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I hope benefit she's who? Representing it properly, because they insist that they have been unable to determine just who has received anything from this concert, which did raise a lot of money.
Come on.
And also that they feel she not only misrepresented the concert, but she did it intentionally, and she knew that she was going to keep a lot of the money for the family.
Wow.
And, you know, by the way, Chris Cornell was worth a lot of money.
$60 million.
Yeah. So it's not like they're hurting for money.
Yeah. And the daughter is basically going into music now, too.
That's right.
Oh, I know. That's
well, she must be good. She was on the Today Show. How else would she have gotten on there?
I swear to God.
I mean, Corey Feldman was on there, too. He's really good.
Isn't nepotism thriving like never before?
Yeah.
The response is that...
I think she sang Hallelujah, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. It wasn't that fucking good. Oh, man, people Hallelujah acted like it was too. The greatest version this ever. Hallelujah. Soundgarden, the response. Soundgarden is asserting ownership of Chris's vocal recordings and that they have withheld money from Vicky and the kids. And also... they claim Soundgarden was paid $78,000 for the charity concert. Now, I have a feeling about this, and I tried to find out more. First of all, $78,000 is well below what Soundgarden gets paid.
Yeah.
Well below. I have a feeling Soundgarden provided a lot of the technical assistance with this event. Because okay. Weren't they kind of the house band for a while?
For that event?
Yeah. Didn't they play? I mean, a lot of people
mixed
singers?
In. Yeah, they all mixed it up.
Well, I wondered. I mused to myself that possibly they incurred expenses putting together, yeah. Some of the sound.
I'm sure, they could show if they paid producers or roadies.
Yeah,
some of the smaller people, as opposed to.
I don't know that would
fail taking it all.
I don't know that would equal $78,000. I have no idea, but $78,000 is. I mean,
where was it at? Too,
that's not what Soundgarden is paying. Make a lot more money doing a show like that.
They probably had to pay for the venue too, wasn't it? At Staples,
yeah,
$12 million.
They and Staples may have donated it. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe they paid that. I don't know. Anyway, that was part of their response, and then, also. The final item was that Vicky Cornell has been controlling certain Soundgarden social media accounts and falsely identifying herself as Soundgarden.
Ooh.
And frequently removes comments and posts that other people put up there if she doesn't like them.
Oh, wow.
And that she has posted things denigrating to individual fan members. I don't know what that would be, but just really ugly. Oh, is that ugly?
What a mess.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wonder if she's in control of the Twitter account, too, because the latest tweet 5 hours ago from Chris Cornell, at Chris Cornell, is, I sang Josephine to Vicky from a telephone before we were married. I was going to ask her to marry me, and the first indication was me singing her that song. That's a wordy tweet. Yeah,
I don't think the band
sounds like
that.
Wow, that sucks.
I know, it's really unfortunate. It sounded like this was really not what they wanted to do, but in light of being sued themselves, they had to either defend themselves or countersue, and then when they countersued, the feeling was, we might as well just get it all out there and get done with it, hopefully.
Did you know his daughter also performed on Good Morning America? This time she did Hunger Strike. When is she going to be on Fox and Friends?
Oh, God.
He did an At Home just recently.
That was the one that GMA aired, yeah.
Why would they have Chris Cornell's daughter? Can we hear that fine performance? By the
sure.
Way?
She's not bad.
I know she's okay, but she's would anybody bad. Give a fuck if she wasn't his daughter?
No. Not really, no. She's not exceptional in any way. Her guitar playing isn't that great either.
Ooh, shot.
Wow.
All right. I love it when Trudy piles on.
Yeah, for some reason, it won't. It does not want to run. So I think you can try this one.
Computer's showing some discretion. That reminds me, speaking of ragging on people that people feel should not be ragged on.
Here you go. Here's a portion of it.
Hi, I'm Tony Cornell. I'm sitting in my dad's studio during this crazy time. I'm going to sing one of my favorite songs for you guys. I love you, Daddy, and I hope I do this injustice.
Well, that's...
I'm trying to talk to Tony.
That's nice. Though it does say on behalf of the Chris and Vicky Cornell Foundation, donating $50,000 to Music Cares. I just wanted to make it there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't sound like
girl. You hungry?
She's ruining this song. I'm going hungry.
I will eat.
I can't feed on the powerless, but my cup's already overfilled.
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat?
Dr. Phil speed?
Hey, girl. You hungry?
And the
which made a lot of people in the comment section cry. So beautiful.
It's not bad. I mean, it's okay, but
it's not bad. I prefer Dad's version, though.
I mean, if she wasn't Vicky Cornell, would that be on Good Morning America?
No.
Oh, I mean, if she what's
wasn't
her name?
Tony.
If she yeah. was Vicky Fellhauer, would they have had her?
Yeah, she'd rule.
I don't think so.
She'd be great.
I think the chances are zero. And again, speaking of people, people being ragged on, that I really don't want to see ragged on, and people that don't take it well either. I was reading about this author who had a conversation on Twitter that was rather unflattering. She was talking about Meghan Markle, she appeared unmaternal and phony in the video of her reading to Archie on his first birthday, which, of course, people were just gushing over it. Oh, my God. I've never seen a mother read to a child before. It's so beautiful. Wait, don't.
It seemed contrived.
Don't billions of mothers read to their children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And aren't they all kind of cute when it happens?
Absolutely.
Sure. I felt like she was reading more for the camera.
Of course she was. She wanted to post it. I mean, honestly, if there was no camera, I don't think she would have read to the kid.
No, she had no idea what to do with that brat in her lap. She doesn't know what to do with a kid.
She doesn't even know how to read.
Did you see how much the kid was trying to escape?
The kid was
desperate to get out of her arms.
Yeah.
I don't think the kid's ever been in her arms
before. Probably afraid to get yelled at.
Archie Mountbatten Windsor?
So anyway, among her comments, the video screams, "Look at me! I need attention as the doting mother!" I'm sure that was pretty sharp, actually. She's a phony! So this pretty well-known author named Emily Griffin, and immediately, I was like, what? She starts getting attacked for being a racist! For being a racist?
Why?
First of all,
She say it was contrived because she's half black? No.
I don't know. Can someone explain to me why that's racist to point out how unmaternal and what a scream for attention that is? Can anyone even venture a guess as to why that's racist for her to observe that?
Let me see.
I have no idea.
Is Emily Griffin the author who made this tweet? Is she a white person?
I assumed she was white. I don't know why.
Why is that racist?
She said,
I don't know why that matters.
That could be considered racist.
No. She didn't say anything about her race.
No.
I swear, they have cried racism about Meghan Markle so many times. And every time I see it, I go, it just seems like they're criticizing her.
Yeah.
So, in other words, if you say anything bad about her, they just scream racism. And here's the part that really was annoying to me. Was all the people that jumped on the bandwagon and said, "Oh, it is racist. This is horrible." So Emily Griffin eventually apologized and said she understood.
Why?
I know. I was pissed that she apologized. She understood how her comments may have been construed to have racial overtones.
Hmm.
What? Really? Can you explain it to me, Emily?
I feel like we're missing something here. That makes no sense.
I don't get it either.
Did you hear the other stuff about her? There's so much news about her.
About Meghan?
This book about Kensington Palace going back through the year sounds really good. There's a story about how much Princess Di like to suntan nude all over there until she finally
tried to kill herself four times.
That's in the book too, actually.
Yeah, I know.
And how she tried to find a place where she could be nude and no one would see, and then they had to politely tell her that. Those helicopters flying overhead have these really telescoping lenses that can take pictures of you. But there's some more about Meghan in here. A former palace servant shared inside details how Meghan adjusted to royal life during her time at Kensington Palace and claimed there was an incident when she yelled at a member of Kate's staff.
Oh!
That was the tipping point that kicked off discussions of the Sussexes.
Why did she yell at this person?
Oh, so, probably racism.
Well, Princess Kate, who... a lot of people kind of admire. She's handled this pretty well, this whole thing, and she's stayed kind of classy.
Did you see what Kate did the other day, though? She did her own, like, Zoom call with somebody in a maternity ward, like, the day after Meghan did it.
How well-meaning.
The point.
Well, come on, Kate's kind of a classy chick, isn't she?
You racist.
I don't feel like she's ever done anything horrifying, I mean, that I know of.
Do you want to know what they called Meghan Markle behind her back, too?
Oh, I remember.
There's a whole list of
them. Oh, no. Is it the N-word? It's got to be. There's so much racism around her.
They called her Me Gain. Oh. it's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
The Duchess of Difficult. Die Two.
Yeah. I see it.
Die Light.
I like that one. Oh, but Kate, good. Apparently, according to this book, Kate treats the staff very well and
is gracious.
She's friends with them. She's great. Yes. And when Megan came in, Megan was extremely upset that some people, and they didn't mention who, but some people that are in that inner circle of the royalty looked down on her because of her, because she was biracial.
Oh!
And apparently, when Meghan Markle
who said they looked down on her? Is that what Meghan said, or other people said that?
According to the book, there are people in that orbit, in the royal orbit, who do look down on her. They didn't name any names specifically, but they did say that the royal family itself and Kate and stuff like that were very gracious and nice to her. This is just according to the book.
Maybe it was because she's American, not because she's biraciral.
Possibly. Or she's a total bitch. The last time an American came in there and kind of.
I mean, they all seem very polite to her during that fancy wedding she had.
I know. I love how all her royal unrest occurs after the wedding. They throw a bazillion-dollar wedding that the whole world has to watch.
And all the racism started after that, too.
Yeah, I know.
No, they had no problem.
It's bizarre.
She's also I didn't know that she had a lifestyle blog before Suits, I guess. Meghan Markle.
Yeah, but no one cared about it.
No, she's
she was just Meghan Markle. She hadn't sat on that abnormally pink wiener yet.
She's relaunching it, and she's going to compete against Goop.
Oh my God.
I'll let those two take each other down.
Well, people will go to it just because they can't get enough of these stupid royals.
I can't get enough of these stories about her. They're so dumb.
As long as they say how shitty she is, I'll read it.
Yeah.
There was a former Disney employee who was talking about celebrities, because they frequently have to host or they shut down the park or they shut down part of the park for this person or that person.
Yeah.
And she had to deal with a lot of people. And so anyway, she was spilling a bit. And it's funny. Everything she said was kind of how I would have expected these people to be.
Don't say who the person is. Can you tell the story? I want to see if we can would we be able to figure it out based on the story?
Yeah, I'll just say the name. But like Will Ferrell.
What?
No. I didn't say anything about him. I'm just saying one of the people she talked about was Will Ferrell.
Oh, I thought they were going to be shitty stories.
Well, not some shitty? Of them are shitty and some of them aren't shitty.
Okay. I just meant guessing the shitty stories.
Oh, well, there aren't that many. There's only a couple.
Okay.
Most of the people are nice. In fact, Will Ferrell, she said, was perfectly nice, incredibly nice.
I can see him being very gracious.
Yeah. He seems like he'd be a good guy. She really liked Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Well, say hi to your mother for me.
Her not to like him with his shirt off.
She did say, too, that he's every bit as handsome as she thought he would be.
Oh.
Demi Lovato is very kind.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She said Mary J. Blige was the nicest person I ever met at Disney, and also she sang amazingly live. Let's see who else.
Nobody cares who's nice. We want to know who's mean.
I know. I wish there was more.
Oh!
Did they ask her about that guy that went to Disney every day? Was he nice?
Should we call him?
His streak's over.
Yeah. Is his number available? Do we still have his number?
What do you think he's doing every day? He must be bored out of his fucking mind. Think about that. You go to Disney every day for what? How long? How many years did he do that?
I would love to find out.
5,000 straight days. And now
let's dial him up. We've got his number, don't we?
He went 2,000 days in a row when we talked to him, and that was a while ago.
Just do a quickie. Okay. The nasty people were Mariah Carey.
Of course.
Who was a total diva. And she said it was kind of a don't look at me, don't even breathe in my direction. Just sort of like she wasn't there.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And the weird thing is that after that, she hosted Nick Cannon with the kids, not with Mariah, though.
Yeah.
And Nick Cannon, she said, was a total asshole.
Really?
Yeah, and I would have never thought that.
I'm surprised.
I didn't deal with both of them separately.
Well,
she's
kind of a dick with the whole Eminem thing.
She said she's an absolute diva. He's a diva, too. I hope no cast members to deal with these monsters again. And then
those children are going to be horrible.
I know. I can't imagine. She said Nick Cage was creepy, too. I don't even know what that meant.
Well, he is. He just looks creepy. Type race.
He does look kind of creepy. I just was expecting him to be nice. I don't know why. What's the guy's name, the Disney guy?
Jeff.
Jeff? I thought he was going to claim his streak was still going because the coronavirus stopped it, but he didn't. He admitted it was over.
I'm really worried about him. I bet he's watched everything on Disney Plus. He's probably seen Megan's Elephant documentary.
When you wish upon a star,
what's that?
I think more people would be home these days.
Hello.
Hi, is Jeff there?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, is this the Jeff with the incredible streak of going to Disney?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We talked to you during the streak.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
He doesn't remember.
I do.
Really? Was it one of the better interviews you've ever done?
Or one of the worst? That's why he remembers.
No.
Well, we were just... It wasn't one of the best interviews you did?
No, I said it wasn't one of the worst.
Okay. Oh, okay, good, good. Well, we were just doing our show, and we were musing about the fact that your streak had been ended by the coronavirus. Is that a fact?
That is true.
Oh, my God. I mean, do you feel like there ought to be a technicality or an asterisk, and maybe you should be allowed to continue the streak when the close down ends?
No, actually, I don't. I know I've had a lot of people, including the resort president, ask me about that. And I think It's actually going to be harder for people to achieve the goal that I have currently than if I were to keep going and leave it open for everyone.
Oh, that's a good point. So, no, you don't think anyone's going to be able to break your record?
Well, it's going to take them over 8 years to do it versus it may take longer. So but if I kept going, then all the places that closed for the winter and everything could keep going.
Why are you saying,
why
would it be harder, Jeff, why would it be harder to break the record now?
Because a lot of places close for the winter or for inclement weather. Like Walt Disney World closes when they hit hurricane season, you know, when the hurricanes come in through the resort area.
Plus,
or even out here, Knott's Berry Farm closes when it rains.
Plus, everyone starts at zero now, too. Was there somebody close on your tail who just certainly can't do it now?
No. The closest that I know of was the person I had Star with me and stopped at 2 years.
Yeah, well, they're back at zero.
Wait, was that a friend of yours?
Yeah, it was.
What happened to your friend?
They decided to stop going after the two-year mark. They were having issues with getting jobs and stuff where I've been able to continue working. I'm actually at work right now here at the VA hospital.
Well, that's right. I forgot you work at the VA hospital. Okay. Because we were wondering how you were, you know, if you were on lockdown and how you were spending your time.
No, I'm still working full time. My job has been changed a little bit. Instead of working in the clinic, I'm outside helping out with screening in order to get people inside the hospital.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you're doing a lot of temperature taking and stuff like that?
Questionnaires and such. We do it a little bit different over here. We've got the nurses, if they get into the technical side where there's a possibility of someone having COVID.
Wow, and now we know that Jeff is an insider in the COVID world. Yeah. Jeff, are you feeling that you're concerned about the country opening up too soon, or do you feel like, hey, man, people have to work? We've got to get going.
No, I'm ready for things to reopen. I mean, if anything, I'm kind of in a purgatory as it is. You know, it's like now I do have all this time where I'm not going to Disney, yet I can't go anywhere because everything's still closed.
Wow, so going to Disney is high on your list.
It is something I'd like to do, but I mean, I'm not in a rush. You know, I miss the people, the cast members and my fellow Disney fans more than just the park itself.
Well, can you have a Zoom meeting with them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could. And I've been on a few, really? I've been on a few calls so far, but I mean, it's still, it's, you know, the whole feeling that you get being there, you know, in the park is the whole.
It's magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Has anyone recognized you, like getting checked into the VA hospital? Like, oh, you're Jeff, the guy that went to Disney.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've had employees because of me working different, because of being in different job sites where I am, I'm seeing different other fellow employees here at the VA and patients. And so I've had a lot of people continually asking about the count and everything else.
Wow. Is it one of those things that gets annoying, like you can't go out to lunch without people bugging you for pictures and stuff?
No, it doesn't bother me, because I still enjoy sharing it. In fact, I was working with a new teammate tonight who had heard of it but didn't know who I was. Please, and so,
did you tell him the whole
story? Did you
story?
Say, do you know who I am?
And just dominate the conversation with the story about going to Disney every day?
He was actually asking me quite a few questions, just learning about it himself.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I hate to even bring this up, but I was reading your story and there were some comments underneath, and some people were saying, and this is crazy, but some people were saying that they felt the streak was more important to you than you actually, they didn't even think you liked Disney. They just thought it was all about the streak.
Not at all.
Self-aggrandizement.
No, well, what a jerk that guy was.
Not at all. I actually have always loved Disney, and I still do. And I mean, at this point, because I pay for my pass up front, Disney has already stated that the days that they're closed, they're going to add that number of days onto the end of the pass.
Oh.
So instead of my annual pass expiring on January 10th, it's now continually going to renew. You know, at this point, I'm all the way into March for having good days.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Well,
that's interesting. You pay for your pass. They didn't say, was that part of the rules you made up to go every day? Like,
No. I mean, because I buy my own annual pass. And so this just happens to be because of COVID and the park closure.
Did they ever offer you a free pass?
No.
I mean, you've given them such
a
great.
No, they haven't.
Really? Do you get Disney Plus for free? I mean, look at all the stuff you do for them.
Nope. I've gotten a couple gifts in the past when I hit 1,000 and 2,000 days or the first year of the park. But for the most part, it's all been on my own that I've taken care of everything.
Do you have any comment about Abigail Disney? She's come out pretty hard against the company lately.
I didn't even read the article, but, you know, everyone's going to have their own feelings on things. I think it's a tough situation that we're in because, I mean, SeaWorld, you know, right away had dropped 95% of their staff. You know, and Disney held on for another month or so before they had to furlough people. I mean, it is a lot of money that they're going through changes right now. Disney is just another corporation. You know, you don't hear everybody else getting bagged on because of them not continuing to pay everything. So, you know, it's, you know, what happened, you know, why aren't we hearing, you know, Universal Studios getting bagged on like Disney?
Yeah, it's unfair. It seems to be Abigail
Universal. That's why
she seems like kind of.
Well, that's just it. You know, I mean, and so, you know, Disney is just one corporation out of many, and so, you know, just like for me being the one going, you know, you may have stuff like this at other locations, but you're not hearing it because you don't have that family connection.
I think she's got an axe to grind. And
that's possible.
Seems that she may be enjoying the attention. But Trudy, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just wonder what happens to all the animals during the furlough. Or
they actually have cast members for the horses are being taken care of. They do have cast members that are still working out at the ranch.
I love how you know this, Jeff.
The insider information is amazing.
What about SeaWorld though?
SeaWorld?
Well, then they have staff that still take care of it. It's just not a full staff like it was before. Just like, you know, I work here at the Long Beach VA, and so the Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific has been doing live Facebook and Instagram and such. And so they have a staff that's still taking care of animals at places like that. It's just not a full staff because they don't have the patrons coming in.
Is it Iger that runs Disney now?
Not anymore. I think he stepped.
No, he's back. He came back.
He did.
He's still full, somewhat in charge. He stepped back up after stepping down. Bob Chapek has a role, but it's not the same role as what he was just starting to take.
Jeff, have you ever talked to Bob Iger?
Not Iger. I've met Bob Chapek, but I haven't met Bob Iger.
Oh, wow.
I just thought because you've been there so much that maybe they would come to you for advice or.
If you ever do meet Bob Iger, ask him for a voiceover job. He just hands them out left and right if you haven't talked to him.
Yeah, do you have any comment about Meghan Markle getting voiceover business because of Harry begging Iger at a party?
No, in fact, I hadn't even heard that, but I mean, I know that she did one of the Disney Nature movies for the elephants that just came out.
Did you watch it?
I have not seen Elephants. I watched the Dolphins one, but I didn't get a chance to see the Elephants yet.
It's pretty good. The voiceover's terrible.
Yeah, the voiceover's horrible. She burps a couple times. Yeah. I mean, it's just awful. I was stunned.
She farted.
But anyway, Brandon, do you have a question for Jeff?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say something.
Yeah. I saw you pop your hand up.
Trudy, was there anything more you wanted to ask Jeff?
No, I'm just impressed. That's an impressive record. Did you stay? What period of time did you stay when you went to the park every day?
A minimum of an hour, but on average about 3 to 5 hours. So, you know, like if I had a baseball game or a sporting event or a concert or something that I wanted to get to, you know, I would stay at least an hour. But on average, it's about 3 to 5. So I'd get off work about 3:30, get over there about 4:30, in the park around 5, and stay until about 9 o'clock or so.
All right.
Did you ever tag up, like go in?
Did I ever what?
You had to spend an hour, Trudy.
Tag up, you know, just go in. Hey, I'm
no,
in,
and no.
That's true.
No, I, for me, because I never did this in order just to have a record. I did this because of wanting to have a positive feeling and to enjoy the magic of Disney. And so for me, I always would go at least up to the castle and, you know, spend time and getting pictures and or video, you know, so it was the magic of Disney that I enjoyed. And it wasn't, you know, yes, I have obtained the level of a record and I still need to file it with Guinness. You know, now that I've actually come to a conclusion, I will work on doing that. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Is anyone trying to shoot it down, Jeff? Is anyone saying, no, it's no record because of blank?
No, I haven't had anybody say anything like that.
Okay.
You know, and I think the fact of me, you know, I've set the call, you know, the standard that I'm looking at calendar consecutive days. And so it's obtainable by more than one person. It is something that's quantifiable in stating, you know, hey, it is an actual visit through Disney. Disneyland, because I have an annual pass and it's an electronic scan, Disneyland is my official count.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're the official proof. Because it has to be something that's quantifiable that can be counted by visits. For example, John Hale claims to have the most consecutive trips on Radiator Springs Racers at over 12,000 laps. But because there's nothing official, there's no quantifiable way for him to say, "Hey, this is how many laps I've done." So it's been in local news, but it's not something that he can get into Guinness because of there not being an official way of having it counted.
Wow. Sounds like you're throwing a little shade at him there.
John's a good guy. And, I mean, we've met and we've hung out a few times.
Except he lies. Mustache.
Not much of a record keeper, but...
And I'm not saying that he is.
The most hilarious thing.
It's actually what he's told me himself when we had met and talked. He had told me how he couldn't file with Guinness. Or something like that because of them not having an official way of counting.
Now, I'd also heard, Jeff, that you were disappointed that you did not pass Cal Ripken. Because wasn't he 2,670-something?
If he's only 26, I'm at 29.95.
Yeah. Oh, you're 29.95. Yeah, okay,
I was only 5 days short of 3,000. So I got you there.
It was before you set the record. I think people were speculating that you would not pass Cal Ripken, but I guess you did. Oh, so congratulations,
Jeff. Could why didn't you lobby for them to stay open 5 more days so you could have gotten the 3,000?
That's gotta hurt.
Make it all about
gotta
you.
Hurt.
You know, it was a real shock, and you know, it brought a tear when I got the news on that Thursday the 12th when I heard that it was going to be closing. I mean, my phone started blowing up because I had people from around the world reaching out and messaging me on social media and everything. That once they heard about the park closure, they said I was the first person they started to think about.
Yeah, we thought about you too. We couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, so it was a real shock. You know, and so. You know, but I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'd rather people be safe and, you know, find out what we're actually working with, what we're up against versus, you know, continuing to put us all into, you know, basically a boiling pot and making the stew worse.
You know, one thing that that people are confused about is some people are saying that Cal Ripken actually congratulated you when you passed him. And some people are saying that never happened. What's the real truth there?
Well, I haven't heard anything personally, but not to say that something was said and I just wasn't notified.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I think he was asked about it, but that's too bad. I was hoping you guys had hooked up. Maybe you will eventually. That'd be cool.
Anything is possible, as I've learned going over this last 8 years.
Absolutely. No, it is. That's right. This has got to be, what, the 13th one of the world or something? 2,000 days, 2,995 consecutive days at Disney. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, it's great talking to you, and glad you're doing well and staying safe. And let us know when the next streak starts.
Working at the VA, too, man. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate
that.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Okay, Jeff.
You have a good evening.
You too.
All right.
We'll see you, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, the amazing Jeff. Still kind of unclear about Cal Ripken's stance on the streak.
Oh, look, Ethel!
Yeah, D. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile.
Whoa.
I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered,
Don't look, Ethel!
And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop. So
he does a great accent, doesn't he, Ray Stevens?
No, he is. His comedic stylings are quite interesting.
He's a total hoot.
I think Ray Stevens should. I mean, shouldn't he congratulate Jeff being the writer of the streak?
No, he's too narcissistic.
All right,
I love narcissistic. That's my new favorite word.
I wanted to mention, I ordered all these books like three and a half weeks ago, and they're still coming in. It takes.
Why is it taking so long?
I don't know. Ask Bezos.
I don't know. I get all my Bezos stuff.
You know, because I had mentioned that the Manscaped stuff, if you are going to manscaped.com and using the promo code Drew, it does take a few days. It's not something that happens overnight or in 2 days. And thank you for your patience. Other people who ordered the coffee and whatever else you can order.
Yeah, anybody refinance too?
And hopefully, cars. I've seen a lot of people have said, why don't you talk about the Amazon portal?
Yeah.
Which we have, I think. People are generally aware of it, but this is a great time to tell people that the Amazon portal is there for a reason. It helps us.
You mean after
us.
3.5 hours? It's probably better to say at the beginning of the show, but
3.5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You never once asked how far in we were.
That's what happens when you glob up.
I'm not allowed to ask anymore. I really didn't glob up much today because there wasn't much glob left. Yeah. But you know what I noticed? The globbed up shows, you can hit the outro. The globbed up shows are doing better than the free globbed up shows.
Good. Well, then there's something to it. Keep globbing.
How do you explain that? I don't have any globs. Let's see.
Have someone bring some globs for Drew.
Janine.
Yeah, we had a huge show on Friday. That was a big glob too.
Last Friday?
Yeah, Thursday show was the Robbie. Biggest glob of all. And that show has 126,000 downloads, which right now is pretty good because most of the podcasts are down about 25 or 30%.
Yeah, about
we're down that much, but yeah. we get more on Facebook Live than we used to, but we haven't quite made up the difference. And then we had 110,000 on Monday, but see, people still continue downloading these shows. It's not like they're done the day you do them, which is weird. Like a third of the audience listens days afterwards.
I believe it.
I find that very strange, but I don't care if you like it. I don't care when you like it. And then, let's see, the next day is 97,000. So that one will probably hit 115 or 120. It's pretty good. Pretty good pandemic numbers. I think globbing up is definitely a hit so far.
I just got a notification on my phone from StubHub.
What?
What are they selling? Yeah, it's about the NFL season.
Do they owe you money?
No, it's about the NFL season, Twitch. I'm like, what NFL season?
Boy, I tell you, it sure seems like they're going to find a way to play football. I don't, you know, after reading about all the difficulty in testing and quarantining, I don't know how they'll do it, but I bet they will. Anyway, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, including Trudy.
Hi, Mom. Who is my mom?